This is episode number 66 of the Interactive Distractions podcast for the week of March 2nd, 2009.
It's time for me to
walk. Coming up on today's episode, we've got our current distractions, your favorite Canadians got gaming news. For our feature this week, nothing but Street Fighter 4, and we brought in an expert to help school these scrubs. After that, we've got new releases, listener email, and the KZ2QOTW of the week.
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 66.
Hey there.
How's it going?
Good, man.
My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello.
And Jeff Torney.
Word up.
And today's the day we talk about Street Fighter.
Finally, Jesus Christ, I've been waiting for like a week.
But we're gonna save that until later. We're gonna save that until later.
What?
Yeah. We gotta wait until after the break. So let's get this stuff out of the way quick so we can talk about Street Fighter, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jason.
Yes, I'm doing good. I've been playing Street Fighter 4. Let's go.
Jeff, how you doing?
I'm good. Playing a lot of Street Fighter 4 and have the next 2 days off from work, so good stuff.
Nice. Yay.
So he's going to be playing more Street Fighter 4.
Oh, likely. And some other game, too, that I picked up today. But I'll get into that later.
Okay.
Prinny?
Hi, my name is Chris, and I've been playing a lot of Street Fighter 4.
Hi, Chris.
And you don't have a problem.
And I don't have a problem.
Neither do we.
So we're going to get right into it. Jason?
Street Fighter 4.
What else?
No, that's it. I got Prinny, but I played it for about 5 minutes. On the shitter. And that's all I had time for. I apparently only pooped once in the last week. I'm due for another place.
Well, Street Fighter does kind of tighten your bowels.
He's been eating a lot of cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played as Zangief. Sorry, I had a mouthful of pita and hummus there.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, you're Zangief.
So while you're eating... Jeff, what have you been playing?
Yeah, what's striking you?
We've only been talking for about
60 seconds, and we're already on to Jeff. This is great.
No, but we haven't even talked about Street Fighter 4, because remember, we didn't talk about it last week. So we'll wait till next week and give our impressions. So
even though we're
going to be talking about that in their feature, which was actually may or may not have already been recorded, we've got to decide.
About.
so all three of us
You're ruining the magic, Jeff.
Actually, you know what? Before that, because I'll talk about something. We'll do Street Fighter talk. Wait a second, because I did manage to get my hands on Killzone 2 today.
Oh, you cool.
Fucked it. Which was a pleasant surprise. I have today and tomorrow off. Tomorrow is supposed to be the official release date. And, I had some stuff to do, and I decided to go to some video game stores, and one of them decided to they may have or may not have given me the game early. I have it now. I've played it for about, I don't know, I'd say like 3 hours or so, maybe.
Cool.
And holy fucking shit. This game is awesome. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really good. The demo that was out to anyone who had the pre-orders, or if you had a European account or whatnot, and that actually just came online today for everyone else, that level so far has been the worst level in the game.
And really?
That is amazing level. So
that's the worst one.
How
many levels? How many levels are you?
I guess I'll judge it by how many trophies per level I guess you get or per thing. I'd say about I'm on level like 5 or something like that, I guess.
And how are the environments?
It's hard to divide into exact levels because it's kind of like it's you'll see when you play the game. But
okay, how many like what different environments have you been to so far?
Technically, it all takes place on Helgen, the planet.
Right.
Everything, you're in the same kind of area in the beginning of it, but everything does look different enough and just totally badass. You really don't care that, like, the first level looks way different than the last three I've played, that's for sure. The last three that I've played have looked a little bit similar, but the setting changes enough, not necessarily the setting, but what goes on in the area changes enough to keep you going and to keep everything fresh and new. It's not like you're going through like the color like kind of looks the same, stuff like that, and some of the structures maybe. Not even the structures, but just the way like it's hard to understand, like the way the scripted events are and everything like that just keeps things going and makes everything seem new and fresh and just totally blows you away. Like I said, the visuals are just awesome, and couple levels in after that first demo level, I'm just like, holy crap, like, and it's like, I can't wait to see what happens next, to see what they're going to throw at me, and it's so immersive and so atmospheric. It's just, it's Killzone 1, like, remember how we talked about Killzone 1 a long time ago, how I said, if the game ran at a decent frame rate, the atmosphere, the immersion, the direction, everything is freaking awesome, be awesome. That's what this is. It's like they nailed every single thing.
Nice.
And it,
very cool.
I haven't touched the online yet. I'm supposed to play online, actually, after record tonight. But the single player has is friggin' amazing and a lot better than that other game that it's on the 360 on Xbox. I can't remember what it's called, but it's way better than that game.
Does it start with an H?
This sounds familiar. Start with an H, yeah. I don't know. Not important, but Killzone 2 so far is freaking phenomenal. Everyone should, if you have a PS3, buy that fucking game. If you don't like first-person shooters, just throw that in and just be like, hey, guys, check it out, and they're going to, like, jizz all over your TV screen, so make sure to put some saran wrap or something all over that, because it is gorgeous. Like, oh, like,
yeah, I'm buying it, like, no doubt, tomorrow. This is going to be the first time I've ever bought a first-person shooter on day one, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. And, one thing that really ticks me off about a lot of first-person shooters, like, especially the Call of Duty series, is you'll get to a certain point where you have to hold down an area, and it's like, okay, I have to hold down this area, and the guys are going to come, and they're going to keep respawning, and you just got to keep shooting them for, like, 3 or 4 minutes. And this game so far has had a couple times where you have to do that, but because the AI is a lot better than the Call of Duty games, it seems like you're constantly thinking, you're constantly moving, and you're not making the same decisions you made before you died. Like, you'll die. Like, the game is kind of difficult in places. You will die, and you'll be like, okay, well, I know this guy's going to do this time, this is what I have to do, but they're not going to do that same time, and guys will come from, like, a different direction, and right. it keeps you on your toes, and it just totally makes you feel like you're actually in this battle, even if you're doing one of those whole points that really annoyed me. But yeah, so far, so good. Everyone's going to probably play the game by the time they hear this, but yeah, totally impressed, lived up to the hype so far.
How much orange?
No orange, almost zero orange. Just a little bit of orange.
Really?
Almost zero, yeah. Resistance, I'm just going to say it, Resistance 2 is utter bullshit compared to Killzone 2.
Like, wow, it's just, okay.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
No, I'm probably never going to touch a Resistance game again unless they really step up for 3.
Really?
Because, wow. Yeah, and every step of the way, it dwarfs it. But yeah, no, it's really good. It is really dark, though. Like, Resistance has all the orange. This is really dark and stuff, but the special effects that they have going on in this, like, there's one part, not spoiler, you jump off this kind of bridge, and then you're on this, like, beach kind of area, and the water looks gorgeous, and you have to go in the sewer area. Before you go in the sewer area, you're seeing, it's like almost like a dust storm above you, and there's like ships flying by, and like the lighting is going through like the clouds, and I'm just like, wow, this is one of the best things I've ever seen in a video game ever. Like, just the way the special effects all come together, and the sound is awesome. Like, you have wind blowing like through all the speakers. It's really good.
So basically, it's end of February, and we have our first true Game of the Year contender.
We have two of them.
But you played Oni Chambara.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, the second one we should talk about is Street Fighter 4, because we haven't given impressions of that yet. So,
hello,
Jason. What do you think so far?
I'm absolutely enthralled. The only game you played. Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, to be honest, I didn't have a ton of time. I got a couple other projects going on right now, but this is the first game since probably about sixth grade that I would like. I feel like I'm thinking about it all day long. And I'm like rushing home after work, and the first thing I do, I don't even change out of my work clothes. I just plop my ass down in front of the TV and start playing it and try and do some of the stuff that I was thinking about all day long. So that has to say something.
Yeah, the same way. I've said that about a lot of games where I'd like come home, I'm thinking about it all day. But this is the game where the other day I sat down, played it for about a good 2 hours, turned it off, like, I got to stop playing this. I got to like watch TV or play another game. 10 minutes later, okay, fine, I'll play a few more games.
Yeah.
And then turn it off, okay, I'll play a couple more games. And that goes on forever.
Right.
And yeah.
I mean, if we want to dig a little bit deeper, I'm really getting comfortable with the combat system and combos and everything. You know, I was really iffy on the controls at first, and, you know, the jumping in particular, everything felt floaty or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm definitely getting used to it and just falling in love with it, so... It's becoming second nature with a lot of stuff. And I've tried playing HD Remix afterwards, and yeah. that totally fucked my game up. And I can't play that game anymore. Shit.
The timing's totally off.
It is. It really, really is. So.
And Chris, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Finish what you're saying.
What's that?
I was going to mention the art style, but I think I might mention that later.
You might. In the interview, that may or may not have already happened.
Right, that may or may not have happened. So
ruining
something
magic
may have clicked with me. We'll see. I haven't figured it out yet.
I'm totally on board with this game. Absolutely. I mean, this is the first fighting game that I've really, really dug my teeth into in a very, very long time. Probably since I was in college and worked at a video game store. So that's been, you know, almost 10 years ago now. And Street Fighter 4 is definitely, it's definitely doing it for me.
So we can safely say welcome back, Street Fighter.
Yes, you can safely say welcome back. Cool. I totally skipped 3. And I'm loving 4 to death. Absolutely loving it. I'm not as addicted to it as you guys are, but I still want to play it a lot.
Who are you digging on? What characters?
I love Abel. I think Abel is freaking awesome. Yeah. He's
a
so interesting
he's
and
fun.
Different. Mm-hmm. And I hate fighting against him, but I like playing him.
Yeah. Yeah, Abel's weird. He's got a mix of different moves. Yeah. He's got like Armica, and he's got he's got like Wreck Ken type stuff, like Fei Long. And
Fei Long.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. He's all over the place.
Good stuff. Crazy. Yeah.
Boring looking character.
He is kind of boring looking. El Fuerte is kind of fun, too.
Oh, shit. I've been tearing up with him lately, too.
Yeah, I really need to learn how to use him because he's so crazy.
People who know how to use him totally screw me up. He's all over the place, totally running and jumping everywhere. I'm like, stop!
Constantly.
Can you give me up?
Yeah, I'm not nearly good enough with him yet because Jeff beat up on my El Fuerte yesterday.
I figured out he's got cross-ups from the habanero dash and stuff and the back run throw, you know, where he does the reverse motion and then he hits first punch and he flies backward. Wow, that's fucking quick. So I've used the hell out of that. Maybe.
Nice. Yeah, he's good.
No,
he's good.
He's fun.
It's back, for sure. It's back, y'all. Mm-hmm. I had people over, and so did Jason. You had people back, over, too, last weekend. And I had about 15 people here, and a lot of these guys have not played Street Fighter since 2 or Champion Edition or Turbo. And a lot of them aren't really into video games much anymore at all. Mm-hmm. And they all stayed. We played for 10 hours straight, and they were leaving like, oh, my God, dude, that is the most fun I've had playing a video game. Like in like the last 15 years. I'm like, this is awesome. And a couple of the people actually asked me, like, how much would it cost to get like a PS3 or 360 with that game? And I was like, holy shit.
These
are guys who have never touched a video game in forever. And because they're just like a Street Fighter, they know it. Let's play.
I've got a very similar story. Yeah, we had Street Fight Club. We had like a...
Which was a blast.
That was we met Spoiler Alert too.
Yeah, we actually did get a chance to meet Spoiler Alert. He's a really cool guy.
Very cool guy.
Totally not weird.
That's not what you said off the air. I'm just kidding. totally kidding.
But no, one of our friends, David, actually, who just I've never seen him play a fighting game in his life. All of a sudden, he went out and he bought the game. He bought a stick.
Oh, wow.
He's like totally into it now. So it's safe to say, struck gold. We've got very happy hardcore players and very happy casuals. So I think there's something for everyone.
I would agree.
I think I'm okay now. I've been stressing about this for I don't know how fucking long since seeing the, you know, initial trailer, which is gorgeous, but it's like, that looks 3D.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So, yeah,
what are they
I've been
doing
biting
to my
nails
Fighter?
Since then. No shit. But it's taken a little while to get used to the controls and all the, you know, different nuances, but I'm settling in and I'm having a great time. I'm happy.
Awesome.
What else are you playing, Jeff?
That's pretty much, dude. Killzone 2, Street Fighter 4. Played a little bit of Valkyria Chronicles. I'm at that level right now, which is ridiculously hard, and which is like chapter. I think it's chapter 7 actually that I'm on. So it wasn't 8. I was wrong last week. I had to fight this ridiculously huge tank. I didn't really give it my old, you know, 100%. Let's put it that way, because I was thinking about Street Fighter while I was playing it. So. But, yeah, so that's about it, man. Basically, Street Fighter 4, and up until today, Killzone 2, and that's basically it. Not too much.
Cool.
Cool. All right, well, we talked about Street Fighter 4 a little bit, and we'll talk about it more later. I also played a little bit more Valkyria Chronicles. I moved up to Chapter 4, and I'm moving forward with that. Still love that game. I need to pick it up. I need to try and tear myself away from Street Fighter every once in a while and try and get some Valkyria Chronicles in.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. some more Ultimate Genesis Collection. I actually, I started up a Shining Force game and God knows I'm probably never going to get back to it with all the other shit that's coming out, but, I did achieve my first Platinum Trophy.
Hey.
Woo! Nice.
Wow.
Yes. Thank you, Necro, for giving me the tip on Mean Bean Machine because, that game was kicking my ass. Here's a trick. If you're having trouble with Mean Bean Machine, the PlayStation button is your friend because it will pull up the cross media bar and pause the game for you without a pause screen, so you can decide where you want to put pieces. So if you're on Xbox, I don't know what to tell you.
It kind of covers up everything in the middle there.
Let's see what else. Played some more of the Phantasy Star Portable demo. Getting ready for next week.
Oh, that's coming out.
Sorry, spoiler. I gave away some of the new releases. Let's see. I think that's about it.
What's that audience? What's that listeners? Who gives a shit? That
was foreshadowing right there.
But yeah, besides that, mostly Street Fighter. I've been working mostly on unlocking all the characters unlocked, and now I'm going through trial mode. Got to play my first online experience with Jeff last night, and that was fun. Mm-hmm. Even though he wasted me most of the time.
That's okay.
But
I got owned today.
What's that?
I got owned today by everybody. So it's all right. What goes around comes around.
But yeah, that's about it for me. So short week, mostly Street Fighter.
Solid though.
Big surprise. And with that, let's finish the show up. We need to talk about Street Fighter some more.
Yes.
So Jeff, it's your show. Let's do some news.
This is gonna be the shortest show ever. You realize that?
Hell yes.
Okay, I might as well lead into that. We talked about how it's been great months for releases. We had Street Fighter 4 and Killzone 2, which are two possibly real contenders for Game of the Year 2009, at least.
I agree.
I think we all agree, especially when you guys get your hands on Killzone 2. But EA has come out and said they're going to try to plan their release dates better because, as they saw last fall, they had like a big chunk of games come out. Of course, they had the Madden games come out and the NHL games, as well as Mirror's Edge, Dead Space, and so forth. And Mirror's Edge was kind of the odd game out last fall. Not too many people picked it up. Didn't do as well as they thought it was going to do.
Which is really a shame because it was a very different game. It was a new direction for what EA was looking for. And I thought the game was great. I mean, I'm still I stopped playing it.
$60 is great though.
I think it is, yeah. I do.
Oh,
I think it is.
Okay.
I paid $60 for it.
Yeah, I know. But it's easy for you to justify your purchase,
you
guess, but be honest, no.
I'm going to go back to it.
How long was the game?
I didn't finish it yet.
Okay.
But I hear it's about 8 hours long.
I paid $90 for Street Rage 2, and that game's like friggin' 40 minutes long. So.
I know. It just seemed a little one-dimensional.
Yeah, it is.
But like a one-trick pony, I guess.
Yeah, it's still fun. Yeah.
That's cool.
Still good, but they're saying, because if that game were to come out sometime maybe in the summertime or those typical drought areas, it probably would have been a lot better. Because, look at Street Fighter 2. Didn't put this in news, but apparently it's shipped over 2 million units so far.
Right.
So,
4, you mean?
Street Fighter 4, what did I say?
2.
Have
million.
It. Yeah. Oh, 2 million. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, it shipped 2 million. I think this, like we're going to possibly talk about later, it's pretty hard to find in some stores still, at least around my area. You can't find the PS3 version anywhere, and the 360 version is really, really scarce. So, or scarce. So, yeah.
Or scarce.
Scarce. So EA is going to rethink all their release dates, which is probably a good idea on their part, because there is that time when there's no games coming out, and we want new games. So,
I'm good for a bit.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
I'm
okay. I could deal with the drought right now.
We could actually. I want a drought actually to hit, so I can caught up
too.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But Capcom, for instance, they released Lost Planet. It was one of the first titles announced actually for 360, and one of the first demos that was actually downloadable. I think that demo came out like a good year and a bit before the game released. They got delayed. I think it was January, February. of 2006, I believe. 2007, maybe. I can't remember. One of those years. But they just came out and they announced Lost Planet 2. They announced that on Xbox Live.
Yeah, good deal.
Yeah, we talked about that. I think it was last week, the week before. We said that Xbox Live Japan was going to announce something exclusive. We all thought, as well as others, that it was going to be like an Xbox Live arcade game or something, like Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Not the case. It was Lost Planet 2. Got very mediocre reviews, I guess. Probably averages in the 70s, I'm guessing. But it released in January, February, and when there's not too many games coming out, and it sold a shit ton. And I don't know if you guys watched the trailer. This game does look awesome.
I have to agree. It's not my kind of game. I mean, it's a third-person shooter, which appeals absolutely to me. But, it looks really, really cool. I don't know how else to sum it up. I mean, you get to,
like,
you
know, did
you
play Lost Planet? Did you play the first
one? Yeah, yeah. And I thought it was all right.
Yeah. I loved the first one. I actually liked the first Lost Planet better than Gears. Personally.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did.
Well, there you go.
I
like the idea of, you know, using the grappling hook and stuff and... to actually get on top of, like, the huge boss at the end, that got me pretty pumped up.
So. Yeah, it was pretty cool. The first one I really liked. This one, they said, the good thing is, I like, if you guys watched the whole thing where they actually had the interview and stuff with the producer, it was the same guy who did, like, the Resident Evil and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. He basically said they listened to the fans and they improved things, what the fans wanted, and added things what the fans wanted, which I like that kind of thing, because it's probably stuff that we're going to really appreciate that they fixed. Hopefully the downed animations where you can't do anything about that, and when animation takes priority over what you're doing, which is a pain.
And also,
it's going to be up to three or four player co-op online, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
I'm really excited for that one.
Yeah, no release date yet, but I'm hoping for like the end of this year. And I'm just going to, my opinion, I think Capcom's next gen engine, I can't remember what it's called, Empty Frames or something like that, or basically the Lost Planet, the first Lost Planet engine, I think that is the best-looking engine for this generation so far.
Really?
Think of all, look at, every game that's been on it looks gorgeous for the time. Like, every upgrade, like Lost Planet, Devil May Cry, Resident Evil 5.
Yeah.
Like, they all look great. Like
Bionic Commando's coming soon, too. We
Bionic Commando's
going
to be on it, yeah. And they all look better than the one previously released. And, not to say other engines don't look good, but, I'm not saying Lost Planet 2 is the best-looking game out there this generation, or looks to be. I'm just saying, overall, when you think like a group of games or an overall quality, I think they got one of the best engines for graphics anyway.
I got you. All right.
Where am I here? Oh, yeah. Something that might not be coming out this fall, Mag and God of War 3, which I can't remember if we touched on this last week or the week before, when Sony came out and said, Mag and God of War 3... We're going to be...
Coming in 2009.
Coming in 2009. Well, they said coming within the year, and 2009 or whatever, and everyone got excited, like, yes, fall's going to be here before Christmas, all this good stuff, and yeah, we're going to have two awesome games. Then they came out and said, actually, we kind of meant fiscal year 2009.
Which is end of March.
Which is end of March in 2010. Which, Chris, I think you kind of pointed that out. You were like, did they say fiscal or whatever, or you kind of predicted that? Was I wrong? Am I wrong?
I didn't necessarily say that at the time, but I did mention in our prediction show that God of War was going to be March 2010.
Yeah.
Okay. And I still hold to that.
Yeah, you could very well be right, because they're kind of backtracking. I'd be like, whoa, we didn't mean fall 2009. No, we meant fiscal year 2009. So, I don't know. Let's keep our fingers crossed, because I don't know.
There's so many fucking games coming out this year. I'm fine with those coming out next year. That's fine.
I want God of War 3.
I want it too, but damn it. So many games.
If they're going to push either that or Uncharted, rather than push Uncharted 2 and get God of War 3 out. If quality isn't going to suffer. Of course. But, yeah, we'll see.
We will see.
So he's got other plans for more games coming out in the fall. They just announced Little Big Planet, and MotorStorm is actually coming to the PSP.
Cool.
Yeah, a lot of people kind of... I think the MotorStorm one's called Arctic Rush or Arctic something, rather. Not going to look it up. It's not important right now. It's not coming out for a bit. But everyone kind of saw a Little Big Planet.
Right.
We said, hey, that'd look perfect on a PSP. That'd be kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Work on your levels, whatnot. They came out and said, they're basically saying it's going to have, like, it's going to basically be a port of the PS3 version. Sorry,
cool.
Pardon me.
Okay.
And it's going to have some PS3 connectivity.
Cool.
Implemented, which is good.
That's definitely a must.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you can work on your levels on the go, I think that'll
that would be really cool.
People. That'll be good times. So, Little Big Planet, take it on the go. MotorStorm, take it on the go.
Will.
MotorStorm's
awesome. Yes, please.
Wii News, we rarely report on Wii News, not because we don't like the Wii per se, but there's really not much.
It's depressing.
Yeah, not much stuff. It's usually in the who gives a shit, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, but, that's right.
This is actually something I give a shit about. I don't know about you guys, but Wii Punch Out is got a release date of May 18th.
Well, I hope it's going to be good.
So that does look really good.
I'm skeptical, but I'm open minded. Let's put it that way.
And I love Punch Out.
Loves me Punch Out
is
punch
awesome.
Out.
Yeah,
but if they make it waggle shit, not gonna love me some Punch Out.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's gonna be waggle. I think you'll probably have the option, but
option
it looks
is
good.
Good.
Art style's awesome. They keep it simple like the other Punch Outs. I think it's gonna be a good time. You throw some online in, and there you go. Badass.
Online?
I don't know how they would do online with that.
It's more about the single player.
It's definitely going to stay single player.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I get a good point, actually. That's the fun about Punch Out.
We shall
getting
see.
Your ass kicked over and over again by King Hippo, then realizing, oh my god, all I have to do is punch him in the stomach. For real.
Right. And Bald Bull, too. Don't forget about him.
Exactly. Resident Evil 5 is coming out in March.
Yes, it is.
Definitely reported that there's a rumored new 360 bundle coming out that has actually been confirmed. It is Blood Red 360, released March 13th. An elite version, $399, gets you the console, Resident Evil 5, and a downloadable voucher for Street Fighter 2 HD Remix.
Which is an awesome deal, actually.
That is a really good deal, because usually the Elite by itself is $399, isn't it?
Yeah, the Elite is $399. I think this is a preemptive strike, sort of, because have you noticed all the shit that's going around that's like Best Buy is running a special where you can get a PS3 and Guitar Hero 3 and a $50 gift card for $499, or $399, I think it was. It basically the price of a PlayStation. And there's another. I think EB is now doing $50 gift cards with the purchase of a PlayStation and that kind of thing. I think it's a preemptive strike because the price drop for PS3 is coming soon. I would say it's going to be here by April at the latest.
Yeah, I could see that. They need to. And I
no doubt.
Say in distractions that I'm. I can't say now. I'm sure Killzone 2 is going to sell this through the fucking roof, but. If they would have switched Resistance 2 and put Killzone 2 in its place, because don't forget, Killzone 2 was completed before the fall. They just used this extra time to kind of like patch things up more, I guess.
Right, right.
Work on marketing, but wow. Like if they had an ad campaign before the holiday, the biggest time of the year to sell consoles, then they would have, I think, hit a home run. But we'll see what happens when it's going to sell a shitload either way. But that combined with a price drop, it's going to move some consoles, that's for sure.
Yeah, that is true.
Mm-hmm. This gets me excited. It's going to get all of you excited. We all happen to have lips. I don't mean the game. I mean, we actually have lips. Yeah, because none of us have the game. But we were waiting, actually, for a specific band to join the roster of talent on the Lips disc, which is 360, mm-hmm. which is their, I guess, their counterpunch to SingStar.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, I guess, really huge in Europe and stuff, and somewhat in North America. But they're
it's more like a
with...
Mr. Miyagi, like Karate Kid 2, like side to side action, kind of counterpunch.
Yeah,
kind of
a little bit. But they're updating. They're coming out with a patch. Well, not really a patch. I guess it's not like an update. They're going to implement a better scoring system, which has a better read on how you're actually singing. So it's going to be more accurate, I guess.
Ooh,
I guess
cool.
People weren't happy with what it was before. Leaderboards, online leaderboards. So if you get your high score, it's going to automatically shoot your score to the interwebs, and your other geeky friends will be able to check out their scores and compare them to yours when they're singing It's Raining Men by themselves when no one's around.
I told you my score's higher than that.
Yep. Score well, chasing on lips.
Well,
all
we're going to find out, and we're also going to find out who can sing the best Coldplay song, because they've added Coldplay to the roster.
Well, I don't mind Coldplay. They're pretty good.
I saw them in concert. I think.
Did you?
Yeah,
you think?
I think so.
Must have been a great concert.
Yeah.
Man, I hope.
But then again, this is Lips, right?
This is Lips.
So,
Who gives a shit?
That was.
I'm sorry. You can
that
cut
was
that out.
Really unprofessional.
You bring this show down.
That's what Lips does for me, man.
That's we have this like high-profile guest coming on in a little bit, And
yeah.
You have to
well, he's not here yet, so.
Oh, okay. So luckily he didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Hopefully he won't listen to the show. Stop embarrassing me.
And that was your news.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Street Fighter 4.
Yes. Woo!
After that, we're going to talk about new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. It's time to wake up.
Wednesday. Game Fans Interactive Distractions presents the 125th annual Warhawk Wednesday, exploding into action this Wednesday and every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time at the Amen Sports Arena. Come see world-famous pilots Unistrike. Shino.
Hey, I'm getting pretty good at this.
And the Canadian Flying Ace, Goffy.
Son of a bitch, I forgot about that.
With special guest, Nabo.
Hello? Is this fucking thing on?
Watch in wonder as Torgo annihilates Unistrike again. And again. And again.
Hi, Unistrike.
Warhawk Wednesday. It's awesome.
Presented by Interactive Distractions and VG Evo.
And welcome back.
Thank you.
You're welcome back.
You are welcome. For our feature day, we are on our second week of our Street Fighter extravaganza.
Yeah.
Today we are talking about Street Fighter 4, and I am immediately going to pass the show off to Jason.
My show now. Jason. So yeah, last week we did the whole retrospective thing, everything prior to 4. You know, we talked about our memories, we talked about our favorite games, but we're here in the now, so we're talking about Street Fighter 4. Now, it's important to note that, you know, the console version's only been out for a couple of weeks, while, you know, the arcade's been out for quite some time. So we didn't get a chance to really play in the arcade so much, so we decided to bring on an expert of sorts. That expert is actually the host of the Street Fighter podcast. He's a top-ranked Woo! Street Fighter player. Also, the general of the SoCal Balrog Army, Mr. Ryan Gutierrez, also known as Gutex. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Well, Ryan, aside from the you know what I already mentioned in the explosive intro, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and you know your show and what you're about?
Well, my name is Ryan Gutierrez, and I go by Gutex, and I live here in sunny Southern California, and I play Street Fighter 4 a lot, and I've been playing since the game came out over here in August, and. Let's see, I have a little website, gootex.com, GOOTECKS.com, which is the home of the Street Fighter podcast, which is a show that I do about every week. Well, I mean, production has slowed down a little bit because of all the Street Fighter 4 craziness, but generally...
Yeah, too busy playing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, generally about once a week, I get together with... other top Street Fighter 4 players, and we talk strategy and tips and mindset and all kinds of good stuff like that. And I also wrote a free Street Fighter 4 strategy guide, which you can also find at gootex.com.
Yeah, cool. That's kind of like an intro to, you know, people that were third strike players, you know, kind of talks about some of the differences and making the transition to Street Fighter 4. Because you were a pretty accomplished third strike player as well. So
yeah,
you've been on the scene for quite a while.
I started playing third strike competitively in 2003. And I use Urien. And just this past summer, summer 2008, I qualified to go to SBO in Japan, which is basically the World Series of Street Fighter.
Wow. Kick ass.
Nice.
I'll be there next year, so watch out.
Yeah. Hey, hope to see you guys there, man.
He'll be watching.
Yeah, exactly. On pay-per-view.
Nice. Yeah,
so, I mean, the guide is called the Third Strike Player's Guide to Street Fighter 4, but, I mean, for... Even if you didn't play Third Strike, if you're getting into Street Fighter 4, then it's a I think it's a pretty useful guide.
That's a great primer. Yeah, I picked it up, and I didn't even play much of the Third Strike, to be honest. So, yeah, lots of good info in there. So we have someone on our board, Animated Fan, who is a big Third Strike player.
Yeah.
That, thought it was a very interesting read. So, and that's free as well, correct?
Yes, totally free.
Very, very cool. Also on your site, you've got, like, master tips. For Street Fighter 4. Like, and I think you've got like an interview with Ed Mong, correct?
Yes.
Talk about a bunch of strategies.
I have a little project that just came out last week, last Monday actually, called Street Fighter 4 Secrets Volume 1 featuring Ed Ma. Ed Ma is one of, if not the best Street Fighter 4 player in the country.
Hell yeah.
And so I sit down with him. It's kind of like an audio strategy guide. But I mean, I talk with him about really high level, super technical Street Fighter 4 stuff, like, you know, countering ultras with ultras and frame advantage and using Ken's car throw and his step kick effectively. And right. Yeah, so it's available on iTunes and it's available on Amazon. And you can get more info on Gutex.com or just type in Gutex into iTunes or Amazon.
Oh, that's true.
Cool. Yeah.
I bought it myself, so.
Oh, thank you.
This is a very good listen. Absolutely.
And I get that right now, actually.
All right, cool. So where we're coming from is, you know, we're very heavy into, like, the VG Evo community. And a lot of the players there are just kind of getting into the whole Street Fighter thing. They're not, you know, pro-level players, but they're very, very intense about the game, right?
That's
so
great.
I think the stuff that we're going to kind of cover tonight is just kind of, you know, general stuff about the game. Maybe we'll give some tips and tricks and whatnot. But to back up before that, you know, this is still our feature. So we had a bunch of people actually send in their impressions of the game. So I'm going to read some of those emails right now. And you know what? The first one I'm going to read, there's kind of a history behind it. Nogric sent us this email probably about a year ago.
Yeah, it's over a year ago now.
And we've been promising him, yeah, we're going to read it. But we were waiting for our Street Fighter, you know, 4 special. So
wow. So it's been over a year?
Yeah. Once we heard the game was announced, we got around the time we got the email and we said, hey, should we do a retrospective of Street Fighter now? And we said, you know what, let's wait till 4 or around like HDR when that came out and then do it around that time. So it's been a while.
Right. So this is a really interesting read just because, you know, the perspective was so much different back then. But let me get into it. This one's from Nogric. He says, I was reading the January 2008 issue of EGM, in particular the cover story on Street Fighter 4. As I got into reading the story, one thing stuck in my head. The producer, Yoshinori Ono, who also had the luxury of producing the craptastic Capcom Fighting Evolution, has said that he wants Street Fighter 4 to be the second coming of Street Fighter 2. As far as making arcades popular again, I sure hope so. But some of the other things that he said kind of bother me. He said that the story is going to take place between Street Fighter 2 and 3, which irks me because it can't really be called Street Fighter 4 if you're going backwards in the storyline. Damn Capcom and their sequel prequels. He also said that he wants to put in as many Street Fighter 2 characters as possible to appease fans, which I think is a good idea, but he also said that for this reason, characters from Street Fighter 3 and Alpha will more than likely be left out, and there will be minimal introduction of new characters. This may not be totally the case, since there's probably more info about the game out there than I'm not totally aware of. But according to this, it makes me feel like they're trying to relive the success of the past. Personally, I think that they are looking and digging too far into the past to make this one a better game. I guess we won't really find out until the game's release. I just want to know what you guys think about this. I mean, I don't think it'll detract from gameplay, and I hope the gameplay is great. But from what I read, it seems like they're making Street Fighter 2 Beta Maximum Impact. I think Capcom, or probably Mr. Ono in particular, is trying to put too much focus on what was good about Street Fighter 2 and trying to give it to us again because there aren't already enough versions of that game. Signed, with love, Nogric.
Wow.
Well, now we know exactly how that works out, right? So they actually did put a few alpha characters in there.
Yep.
And there were some new characters. And they did leave out everybody from part 3.
Exactly. Which is weird. Yeah, so there definitely was a focus put back onto, you know, Street Fighter 2, you know, and that whole universe. You know, we saw Sakura come back, Gen come back, Dan, of course. And yeah, just completely, I don't know if they're just like forgetting about the whole Street Fighter 3 thing or what, but...
Well, I think part of the issue is that if you look in terms of overall sales and popularity, and I'm totally just talking out of my ass here, but I'm
positive. We do all the time.
So. I'm almost positive that the Street Fighter 3 series as a whole, especially as it wound down to Third Strike, I mean, it really wasn't nearly as popular as the original Street Fighter 2 series, nor was it as popular as Alpha. So just strictly in terms of trying to revive a franchise that's been dormant for 10 years. I mean, if it were me, I mean, I probably would have done the same thing. I mean, you bring back the all the familiar faces and characters that everybody used to play back in the day, and you leave out the characters that, you know, weren't really that popular. I mean, yeah, of course, we've been playing Third Strike for a decade now, and yeah, those characters have sat with us for a long time, almost as long as the original cast did before Street Fighter 3 came out. I mean, you know, the only people that really played Third Strike, you know, are the really hardcore fans, and they were going to, you know, play Street Fighter 4 no matter who was in it, right?
Oh, exactly.
Right. So, I mean, to me, taking it back and, you know, only using the original characters, I mean, it worked out really well, I think. I mean, 2 million copies sold. It wasn't because there was, you know, Dudley and Urien, you know. Those guys, I mean, how many units would those guys have moved, you know? Like, not that many.
I think you're probably right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you bring back the original cast, you throw in some alpha characters, and you got yourself, you know, a really successful opening week.
We've got a winning combo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, plus, I don't even know if some of the Street Fighter 3 characters would have even fit in the game in terms of their, you know, their gameplay.
Yeah, and their character design too. I think a lot of the characters were a little goofy looking, a little goofy out there. Looking.
Yeah,
it was tough for me to fit people. Them in the universe.
Yeah, they were goofy looking, and they had, you know, kind of similar moves to the original cast. I mean, you have Remy, you know, who's obviously like a Guile ripoff. So I mean, you're not gonna have Guile and Remy. I mean, that would be a little silly, I think.
Bring back the flat top.
yeah, exactly, you know. And I mean, Urien, you know, you got Seth. I mean, that's kind of an upgrade, isn't it?
That's true. All right. I think Nog is absolutely correct in that they were really trying to focus on, you know, Street Fighter 2, and, you know, Gutex mentioned that as well. So, because it was popular.
But they did a good job with it.
I think they did as well.
Yeah,
so, I think they did an amazing job.
I think it's way, 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 way more than just a rehash of, you know, it's not a Betamax.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, Maximum Impact, like he was worried about. So.
Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Really HD awesome, we promise this time.
Super awesome.
To the Power of 4.
Edition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so next email is from Nico. You guys know him as what? Project 2501? I still don't know what the hell that means, but
something like that.
All right. Hey, Indus crew. It's your friendly neighborhood project here. Allow me to start by saying I never really was into Street Fighter. I was pretty much completely lost during your feature last week, reminiscing about the Street Fighters of yesteryear. Growing up, I was one of the kids that went the Mortal Kombat route. He was one of those guys. Trying to figure out how to fight hidden characters and pull off fatalities. So elite. I played the various versions of Street Fighter 2, including HD Remix, but could not get into them for whatever reason. Because of this, I wasn't planning on picking up Street Fighter 4 till much later, probably when it dropped in price. Instead, thanks to almost every single person on VG Evo raving about it, I decided I wanted to aim on the action as well.
Including all of the Indus people.
Oh, shit. After hitting three different retailers, I finally was able to grab a local Walmart's last copy of the PS3.
Well done.
Yeah, attaboy. Now, keep in mind, this is coming from someone who wasn't a past Street Fighter fan, but OMG motherfucking Z, I love this game. My first night playing it, I put in around 5 to 6 hours, which could actually be the total time over the years that I put into all the other Street Fighters. My thumbs were sore at the end, and I loved it. For so long, I haven't really been into many fighting games since the glory days of MK. I'm very glad a game like Street Fighter 4 was able to bring me back into it. I've already unlocked all the characters, but the last three, working on that now. I know some people aren't taking too well to the visuals / graphics, but I really like them. I think that I like all the character animations most. They're very fluid and seem to mesh well going from one move to another. I'd say the only thing I could really do without is that damn title song.
Second that.
Justin Timberlake full of estrogen? No thanks. Switching that to the JP version via the options made it slightly tolerable, but damn does that song suck. I have a feeling the more I play this game, the more I'll be humming that friggin' tune in my head. No shit, every fucking day I wake up with that song in my head.
No, it's true, man.
Did you listen to the most recent the most recent episode of
Hooked on Phonics episode?
Yeah, the Hooked on Phonics. PS Nation, did you listen to the most recent one?
No, not yet.
How to make people not listen to your show. Do a review about Street Fighter 4 and have that damn music on in the background.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, the entire time?
Not the entire time. They cut it off, like, after it looped, like, two or three times, they cut it off.
Oh, okay. Nice. Two or three times.
Coming from a newbie into the Street Fighter universe, I found the controls to be very easy to get the hang of. I started with Ryu, as most beginners do, and before I knew it, I was pulling off ultra combo finishers and special moves with ease. Ryu. And Crimson Viper seemed to be my go-to characters for the time being. Dare I say it, though, this game may finally get me to purchase the fighting stick. And a boy.
Gasp!
Any stick recommendations for someone starting out? If Jason has a link to the specs for his fancy sticks, I may even look into making one of my own later down the line. Unless that's classified info. Anyway, sorry for the long-winded email. Hopefully this didn't take 5+ minutes to read. I know how stingy you guys are with your voicemails. Keep up the good work. Take care. Nico.
You just barely made it, man.
Oh, thanks, Nico.
Just under the fucking wire.
Thank you, Project.
So we've wooed him from his Mortal Kombat days.
Thank God.
And he's now a Street Fighter fan.
Yeah, the glory days of MK ended with what? Two?
Something like that.
I think it really peaked at 2 and 3.
Yeah, pretty much.
I played a little of 3, but this is that run button bullshit then.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That was terrible.
Yeah, that's weird.
So he mentioned the visuals. What do you guys think of the visuals?
Don't get me going on the fucking visuals.
Come on, Jason.
They're not that bad, dude.
Yeah, they're kind of growing on me. They really are. I mean,
only some of the characters look terrible. Most of them look good.
But the fact that some of them do look, like, terrible, I think. Anyway, I've been a little outspoken with the fact that I don't care for the visual style. Whatever. I think it was just the other night that I'd sat down and I was playing it, and I think it finally fucking clicked with me. It's like it's just stylized. Like, I've always been a fan of the special effects and, you know, all the, you know, Sumei brush strokes and stuff, and that's all very, very pretty. But I was having a hard time coming to grips with some of the disproportionate
proportionate
yeah, characters. I mean, because Ryu just looks like totally fucking Cro-Magnum, you know?
Chun-Li's thighs.
Yeah, well, they've always been kind of big.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a heavily stylized version of our favorite characters. And
I think this is exactly what we needed for Street Fighter 4, you know? I mean, it's been gone for so long, and the last true Street Fighter was Third Strike, and, you know, even though that had a lot of detail to it, I mean, this is kind of like the norm now for video games, isn't it, you know?
Yeah, the whole 3D action. Yeah. But, I mean, that scared the hell out of lots of people.
It scared the hell out of me, for sure.
Yeah, you know, because 2D, I mean, that was like our last bastion of hope. You know, Street Fighter's, you know, the keystone in the fighting game world. And to see it move over to 3D like that, it's like, oh,
yeah, you saw
shit.
A lot of people paying attention to King of Fighters again all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've seen 12, man. That's
God,
fucking
that 12
gorgeous.
Looks hot.
So, yeah.
But yeah, I personally, I like the visuals. I think they did a pretty good job. I'm just glad that they kept the feel of the game. It still feels like a Street Fighter game, and that's the most important thing to me.
That's the important part.
As long as, you know, the combos are there and the feel of the game is there, the gameplay's there. The Switch to 3D, it was tough to come to grips with for a little bit, but then as soon as I played it, I was fine with it.
Yeah, it took me a long time to really adjust to it, because when I first saw it, I was like, man, this looks terrible. This is going to suck. And even the first, you know, couple weeks or maybe even a month that I played it, I was like, this sucks. But then, you know, I was playing on HD, you know, LCD screens. So, I mean, it didn't really feel like Street Fighter for me until I played it on a regular old analog monitor. Once I played it in standard def, I was like, wow, this like totally feels exactly like Street Fighter. And I think that was what kind of like brought me over the edge.
I thought the visuals suck until I saw them in low def.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, you know, like even at home, I mean, I have, you know, like a 23-inch TV, analog TV that I play on. And I mean, you know, it looks and feels like Street Fighter.
Yeah, that is true. What else did he talk about? Oh, unlocking characters?
I don't think he mentioned that.
He did mention that.
Well, no, he didn't mention that.
He mentioned that he's unlocked everybody but the last three.
Oh,
and the last
God.
Three are
oh,
all
yeah,
a pain
yeah,
in the
yeah.
ass. So.
Yeah, those are the three I haven't done yet either. I'm just too. Yeah. I just don't want to play single
player
anymore.
I haven't unlocked them either.
I don't blame you.
I did.
I don't bother.
Yeah. I got through most of them. I don't think I've unlocked Seth. And you know what? I'm not in a fucking hurry to, because Seth sucks ass.
No way. No way.
What?
Seth's awesome.
He's a Swiss Army boss. What are you talking about?
A Swiss Army boss.
Well,
he's more on that later, I guess.
He can be fun to play.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Did you guys download the costumes?
I tried to. but I don't know exactly where to go.
I got the Brawler pack, which is awesome because it's got fucking Hagar.
That one came with the
Oh, is that already
edition.
Out?
Yeah, that's out. So that the first that's pack it, and the second pack actually just came out this past,
which is
the
Femme Fatale
Chun-Li.
One, right?
Which is Chun-Li, Cammy, and Sakura.
Yeah, I didn't think they could show off any more of Chun-Li's ass. Not Chun-Li, Cammy's ass.
Cammy's ass.
Until I saw that.
I really like Sakura's costume too. She's got like a little mini gi on and stuff, and she's got like bandages around her knees and stuff.
Trying to be like Ryu, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Totally cute.
Yeah, I got them. As much as I bitch them out, and that's gay, I had to pay for it. Download
them. That's all right. You're the same guy that buys themes.
Yeah. What? How about one or two? Three.
All right, let's move on to another one here. All right. This is from Tom. Oh. Hey, Indestructible. Where do I begin? It's been a while since I got this.
No, we can't read his email.
What?
Indestructible.
That's awesome.
Right, you read it, but I'm under protest.
All right. It's been a while since the game has taken over my life, like Street Fighter has done. I was never much of a Street Fighter fanatic when I was a kid and usually stuck to Mortal Kombat and Killer Instinct for my fighting needs.
Boo, Killer Instinct.
No way, Killer Instinct is so much fun.
Mortal Kombat!
Yeah,
Killer Instinct was terrible.
God.
Anyway.
I hate
you push one button, it hits him like four times.
Exactly. It's fucking memorize a combo. That's what that is.
Dial combo. Yeah.
I fucking love KI. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, I also love KI back in the day.
All right. The only Street Fighter I had played was Street Fighter 2 Turbo for the SNES and the HD remix that recently came out. All other iterations of the game I passed on since, like I said, I was into I wasn't into fighting games. This past week, since getting Street Fighter 4, I've been oh-my-fucking-godding the game. So far, I've played over 40 hours and have over 400 online matches played. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Someone on the other forums wonder how I have so much time. I don't. I've been lacking.
You make time for Street Fighter. Street Fighter makes time in your schedule for itself.
I've been lacking sleep all week because of my staying up until 2 or 3 a.m. playing the game. This addiction to Street Fighter 4 kills me on work days. Yeah, I'm with you, buddy.
That's sure good. Dedication.
Hell yeah.
You gotta make sacrifices.
I think the gameplay is great, and I like how it's a little slower than HD Remix, as this allows me to react a little easier. I was horrible in HD Remix, but for some reason I had really picked up on this one. Out of my 400 matches online, and I'm sitting at about 40% win rate. That's good.
That's not too bad.
Just coming into it, which blows my mind. I never thought I would have been able to play as well as I'm playing now. However, as of writing this, I think I now need to invest in a fighting stick. Yes, you do. So far, I've been using the PS3 analog stick since the D-pad was killing my thumb because I was playing so much. So, I was forced to learn to pull off moves using the analog and the PS3 controller. Using the analog, I have a hard time pulling off moves when I need them, and I don't think I can start to pull off really good combos until I pick a stick up. I'll talk about that in a minute. In regard to the online play, I love it. It works great and hardly ever any lag issues. It's great being able to play others from VG Evo and to chat with them while playing. I do look forward to a larger lobby system, hanging out with everyone in Street Fighter 4 easier and more fun. To finish things off, just a message to everyone playing Street Fighter 4. Don't pick Ken and Ryu. Vary up your character selection. I hate when I go online and everyone plays ranked as Ken or Ryu.
Abel is awesome.
I'm not saying never to play them, just mix it up a little bit. Sorry this email was so long, but I'm pretty passionate about this game, and we'll be playing for a long time. I'm always up for online matches. PSN ID is MadScientist18. I prefer to play with a headset, because then you can yell, talk shit, and chat with the person you're playing with. Later, Tom. Thank you, sir.
Awesome. Thank you, Tom.
Where to start? Fighting sticks, and that's fighting actually something sticks. Else that Nico mentioned as well. I don't have any blueprints or anything. I think one of the places that I learned the most about making joysticks, and they do have some blueprints there, is slagcoin.com. It's very feature intensive. Lots, way more info than you'll probably ever need. Gutex, do you have another one?
Yeah. You can also check out the Tech Talk forums on the shoryuken.com forums. So that's shoryuken.com. And then go to the forum section, and then in there's the Tech Talk forum, subforum, and then they have like instructions for how to modify existing sticks, like the the Mad Catz sticks, and build your own sticks, and all kinds of really good stuff there for those that are so inclined.
That's an awesome resource as well.
Online,
Online play.
What do you guys think of the online?
It's pretty good. I mean, honestly, it could be, of course, it could always be a lot better.
Well, sure.
But I mean, nothing is ever going to be as good as sitting next to the player playing.
Absolutely, you're right.
But honestly, it's like pretty good. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, think about back, you know, 15 years ago when we were kids playing Street Fighter, you know, this is what we dreamed about, right? I mean, this is
basically,
I mean, to be able to play somebody that was around the world, around the country in a different state. I mean, it could be better. Of course it could be better, but it's still pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
When it's working, but.
Yeah,
I haven't had much experience online. I played Jeff for quite a while. I think
we played for a
while. We played at least 10 matches. And then I played, spoiler alert, for probably half a dozen matches. And I didn't get any disconnects. You know, I didn't have any problems hearing them with the voice chat or any of that. And I only saw a little bit of lag. It's like when I was playing Jeff, there was like two or three moments where it lagged a little bit, and then it kind of slowed down, and then once it caught up with itself, it would just pick up right where it left off. And you know, I thought it was pretty solid. You know, besides that little bit of lag, it was fine.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, besides the lobby issue with only having one versus one, it's
what the fuck is
been
up
a lot better
that?
Than HDR for me. Yeah, that's retarded. But no, I've been able to connect with 99.9% of the people I try to connect with. Yeah. The only person being Jason, who I can't.
I'm the 0.1%, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, I don't think our routers like each other or something along those lines. Cause
well, you even got a new router and shit too. I don't know what.
Yeah,
going
exactly.
On.
I think it's on your end. But well, I don't want to point fingers or nothing.
Same thing here. 99.9%. I'm able to connect with everyone that I'd like send invites to, or vice versa. However, when I'm just looking for regular ranked matches, I can't find anything. Like everybody's really low. Low ping.
I can't connect to the ranked matches, you know, because with like the three, it only bring up three per time you do it. And maybe one out of three will have a decent connection, but when I try to connect like 8 out of 10 times, it won't even connect. So
yeah, I have that
when I
want
to play ranked matches, I just go in arcade, set it to challenge mode on, where you have them just challenge you unranked. And they come in like one after the other. It's ridiculous.
That'll work. Okay. I'll give
there's
that
no
shot.
Problems that way.
Yeah, I need to do that after I increase my skills a little bit.
Set the quarter up mode.
Yeah. I like that. I need that.
All right, cool. All right, we're going to move on to another one. This one's pretty quick. It's from Hedges. Hey, guys. Hedges 1001 here, coming at you with the question of the week.
Woo-hoo. Thank you.
What do I think of Street Fighter 4? Well, it's awesome, even if Seth is the cheapest boss ever and you can't block any of Zangief's special moves. That's kind of the point, man. Yeah. It's my first proper Street Fighter game, and as a noob, I got to say, it's very welcoming. Even though the online, I've got 3 wins in the space of 3 days in the ranked mode, so... I'd give it the thumbs up. Oh, and the Marquis is so wrong. He's just a very bitter man. Anyways, that is my opinion of Street Fighter 4. This is Hedges 1001 signing off.
Cool.
I'm liking the little pattern we have here. It's like 3 straight emails of people who didn't really like Street Fighter play it back in the day, and 4 got them right back into like right into.
Dude,
it.
Yeah,
it
that's, shows you that's awesome.
How, it shows you how like how. Noob friendly Street Fighter 4 is. It takes a lot to master the game, but it's very pick up and play for most people.
Yeah, and they're actually marketing the hell out of it too, which is good.
Yeah,
I think they had like a good campaign before.
Yeah, they really did an amazing job with the marketing. I mean, I don't know if this is like the standard for video games, seeing as how I don't really pay attention.
No, it's not really.
Really? Because I mean, all of the events that they've done. I mean, the GameStop tournament, the Game Crazy tournaments. Mm-hmm. The posters, I mean, it's all been like really impressive. Oh,
yeah,
and all the videos,
like Street Fight, yeah, all the videos and stuff too. Like I think they did like Street Fight Club, like
yeah, there was one in
shit that was
yeah, there was two in California.
They made it seem cool.
Yeah, yeah, I went to the first one in downtown LA in July. I actually skipped. I had to miss the premiere of Dark Knight
because
I had tickets to see it on IMAX, but I skipped it to go to Street Fighter Club.
Yeah.
I know.
Wow. Yeah.
I think everybody, all of our listeners know that I'm a huge, huge Batman fan. I think I would have skipped it for Street Fighter Club.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, yeah, it was tough, but
impressive.
It was worth it. It was totally worth it.
All right. Ryan, you should know that on the back of Jason's calf is a large Batman tattoo, and he just said he'd pass up Batman for Street Fighter.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. Yeah, that's hardcore.
Okay. He's got to get the Giefer chest hair tattoo on his chest.
Step two.
Yeah.
All right, so he also talked about some dude named the Marquis. And Ryan, you probably don't know this guy, but the Marquis on VG Evo. And he's been
consider yourself lucky.
He's been a little outspoken about his hatred for Street Fighter 4. And this gentleman actually sent in an email. So Let's see what he has to say.
Hello, gentlemen, and G-Off Chorney. It is your friend, the Marquis.
Oh, shit.
Calling about Street Fighter EX4. I'll keep it fast because I got 5 minutes. Okay. Right. Nice things I have to say about the game. The character select screen, not character select screen, but the versus screen art is actually a lot better than the shitty production art they showed. Other than that, don't fucking like it. just
go figure.
Jumping feel, the whole game feels kind of floaty to me.
You're floaty.
I don't know why. And also it seems to have midget arm syndrome, which I define as like limbs you think they would fucking connect, but they don't connect for some reason. Probably because the characters are all fucking 3D now and have, you know, actual reaches and whatnot.
Did they change the hitboxes on you?
But, yeah,
I'm a little upset.
Honestly, I didn't have that playing Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter Alpha, Street Fighter 3. I had it.
It's because you're to play Street Fighter EX 1,
which wasn't a bad game, but that's not what I'm interested in. So, yeah, there's that. I mean, I'll probably give the future, you know, inevitable fucking upgrades a shot, and hopefully they'll iron out the bullshit with the jumping and the feel of the game, like the speed and people describe it as jello, and I agree with that. Fucking finger jello. Forgotten there. Anyhow, there's that, and then fucking Seth is like the worst goddamn boss in Capcom history. I guess I can't blame Capcom since they didn't make the fucking game! But, you know, he's this fucking Swiss Army boss that like Sega, Namco, fucking Tecmo, and now Dimps/Capcom are fucking going with this like, hey, we can't come up with a new fucking fighting style or an original character, so we'll just give the last guy everybody's fucking moves.
Sure.
I don't know, kind of a disappointment after Gil, but if you look at Gil, he was kind of unique because I think that's the only boss in Street Fighter history we never actually got to play as, and that's kind of, you know, he was kind of a fucking dick. Lots of super powerful moves, and really, how would you balance skill for playback with people? But, yeah, I'm open to future iterations, but as of now, not a fan. I'll stick with my 2D Street Fighter games, and for all the punk bitches that have never played a fucking Street Fighter game on VGEVO that are talking shit, hey there, Death Row. You fucking Kojima leg humper. I got something for you. Shut the fuck up, Donnie. Forget it, Donnie. You're out of your element, Donnie. Please, shut the fuck up. I'll tell her about tonight. Donnie, you're out of your element. Donnie. Also, what's your point? Shut the fuck up, Donnie. Donnie, shut the fuck up. What do we put? All right. Have a good day, guys. Take it easy.
Well, he's not
see you when Street Fighter EX4 Championship Edition comes out.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah! Oh, sorry, gentlemen. I forgot one more thing I wanted to mention.
Oh, no.
It is I, the Marquis. Online play wasn't significantly improved over HD Remix. I mean, it's nice, but, you know, it really, it's about on the same level, in my opinion, and from the play time I put into the game. So two there matches. Was another potential selling point down the drain, but I kind of expected it since it's a fucking Japanese developer, and they still think the internet's just for porn.
Well, yeah.
Take it easy. I'm done. All no right, more man. Calls. Swear.
We want more of those crazy rants.
Yeah, so that's the Marquis, and sorry about that.
he's a very bitter man.
Yeah.
As was stated in a previous email.
Well, I do kind of agree with him. Well, I did, I think, for a while agree with him that there was that EX vibe going on, you know, when, you know, we started seeing gameplay and shit. And I'm like, oh, shit, okay, so it's like 3D graphics, 2D gameplay. I think this has been done before. Wait a second. But this is probably, if it is Street Fighter EX4, it's the best fucking EX game in existence. But that's mm-hmm. still not saying too much.
Yeah, I think everyone who's played an EX game had that initial feeling of, oh, great, it's a Street Fighter EX, but it doesn't feel like it. Not even close.
Yeah.
Not to me,
yeah,
anyway.
Well, yeah.
Did you get into this?
I played a bit of EX1, and I have EX3, and it's nothing like 3 at all. But apparently 3 is the worst out of the EX game, so,
yeah.
And that's not saying much. So.
I played a little bit of the first and second one, I think. But all right, so what else did you bitch about? Online play, we've touched that. Swiss Army Boss.
Swiss Army Boss.
Yeah. Did we mention he's a douche?
Another boss.
It goes without saying.
All right, just checking.
Yeah. All right. Kind of his MO.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Marquis.
anything, Ryan, you want to say in rebuttal there? You know, kind of put him in his place, smack him around.
Well, you know, I mean, I...
Put your balls in his mouth, anything along those lines?
You know, I think that Seth is a cool boss because, you know, he looks like Urien. He's got a lot of cool moves. And, you know, we actually could play as Gil in Third Strike in the console edition, just like in Street Fighter 4. I don't know. I really don't think of it as Street Fighter EX4. I really don't. It's really just like a very fancy, old school Street Fighter game.
Yeah.
Fancy
looking.
Did you
play the X games, Ryan?
Hell no. Nobody who plays, nobody who's into Street Fighter, who knows anything, nobody who knows anything about Street Fighter is a fan of Street Fighter EX. Like, and I don't, I'm sure I offended a couple of people, but.
You cut me deep.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Dude, Skullamania, man.
Yeah, of course. I know. How could I resist, right? Yeah, what a great character. Man, honestly, I wish I could go back in time and play that game.
Lie.
All right, let's move on here. I got another email. Dear Indus, I've been listening to the podcast for a while now, and without realizing, this is one of the most intelligent and diverse podcasts out there. What?
Wait, do you have the right show?
Did you send this to PS Nation? No?
No, they said intelligent and diverse.
Oh, I got diverse. Gotcha. Diverse, okay.
Yeah, not money hatting and bias. Right.
We're taking shots at other shows.
I think you meant to send it to the dude.
Gotcha. Anyway.
Maybe Sig.
Okay, this line's weird. It stroked me pretty fast after I needed to cut back the amount of podcasts that I have time to listen to lately. So I narrowed it down to a few, and your podcast is the first that I thought of keeping. Anyway.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, keep up with the superb job and keep those distractions coming. As for the question of the week for Street Fighter IV, the one thing that I've enjoyed the most is the survival and challenge modes. For the listeners who may not know, the objective is to pass X number of rounds to unlock costumes and personal attacks and achievements as well. It's intensive and challenging, simply just like the name hints. You have a certain amount of health regenerated after each round if you lose. It's fun and just an awesome way to get those skills back without going through that fucker Seth. Fuck you, Seth. I fucking hate you. He said that, actually. Cheers, keep up the awesome work. This is from Omri Kalmi. And he says in quotes, I suspect that you'll have problems with my name like everyone else does, but you can call me by my gamer tag, which is not any easier. You people are fucking with me now. It's Verk, V-E-R-K-K.
Verk.
Verk.
P.S. Chris, I can relate to the trouble that went through the X-Blade stuff. But you don't seem like the OMG boobies type, so keep the distractions of proper games, and congratulations on the marriage situation.
Thank you. And I understand that X-Blades is not that good of a game, but it's mindless hack and slash fun, and that's the only reason that I wanted it.
Yeah, me too. All right, this is not the X-Blade show.
That's right. We're not talking about X-Blades. No. We're talking about Street Fighter.
Talk to me about...
Yeah, for those wondering, a lot of people just play through the survival and time trial modes to open up, because that's how you open up the colors and the personal actions, like the taunts. Yeah.
Colors, man!
If you download the costume packs, they actually unlock all the colors. As
well. Really?
Characters. Well, just for the alternate costume.
No, I think it's for both.
Oh.
I'm sure it's just for the alternate costumes.
Is it really just for the alternate costumes?
Well, that's still better than nothing.
Ryan's got his credit card ready. He's like,
yeah, dude. I know. I'm like, hold on a second, guys. I need to make a quick purchase.
I'm jumping off PSN
game share
right
the costumes,
right?
Eh?
Yeah, we haven't tried game sharing that shit. We'll give it a shot.
Probably game share.
Yeah. All right, cool. All right. So talk to me about challenge modes. What do you guys think?
I absolutely love the trial mode. I've actually learned quite a bit just from the different combos that they had.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a few of them that get you stuck. It's like Chun-Li got me stuck for a little bit. And then, Guile, they have a trial for Guile where you do his flash kick and then you do his super flash kick.
Sure.
Right after it. And I never knew you could do that. So now I know that and it's in my arsenal. It's pretty cool.
Awesome.
You're learning shit. I love you.
The trial mode is good stuff. I love it.
Yeah, I think it's really good because, I mean, I think it brings attention. Well, I guess it exposes, you know, new players to what's really possible with the system. Because, I mean, I can see it being pretty frustrating for a lot of players. You know, they get hit by something really crazy when they're playing online and they're like, wait a minute, I didn't even know that was possible. So, I mean, yeah. Going into the trial mode, especially some of the later ones, like for Ken has some ridiculous combos.
Oh, some of his hard ones? I've seen them on YouTube. I mean, I can't pull.
Yeah. We didn't even know. We didn't even know that, like, some of them even existed before, you know.
Oh, really?
Before console. Yeah. Like,
oh, nice.
There's one you had to do in the corner. It's like strong, fierce, uppercut, focus, cancel. Uh-huh. You like jump EX Hurricane Kick and then you do Ultra when you land. It's like something ridiculous. Ooh, like that. We were like, wow, like I didn't even know that was possible.
Damn.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so even the pros are learning.
Really?
Yeah, that's part of the fun I miss though. Like that's what I miss back in the arcade is, because before you had like all the internets and stuff, that's how you learn combos. And I kind of like that idea of not knowing you could do something until you actually see it. Like I had no idea until HDR came out that Sagat had his, you can do his double Tiger Knee. Like, you hit once, and then you can just do it again right after, like, with the jab, and it hits him again while he's still in the air. Yeah. I didn't even know you could do that until someone did it to me in HDR, and I was like, holy crap. And then I started doing it.
Hacks! And shit, what?
Exactly. How the fuck are you doing that? Game Genie. Gotta be the Game Genie. But yeah, I like the trial stuff, but I get too frustrated too fast. I mean, I'll get to one I'm stuck, I'll try like four times, be like, I can't do
some
this!
Of them are really hard.
I feel like I'm going to go into a seizure if I keep trying. Like, I can't move that fast. Yeah. And yeah, I'm just like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Well, at least it gives you some of the nice link combos as well, which I think are just tough as shit to do.
And it really helps you with the timing as well.
Yeah.
Like on the timing of where combos and how they land. Cause like some of the ones that are just like going from one punch to one of the kicks and stuff like that, it's like a very specific frame where you have to hit. And it really gets you used to that.
Well, one that got me stuck yesterday that I was just determined to get, and it's actually really easy, but I didn't know the timing of it. Was actually one of Chun-Li's, actually, Chris, you probably did this one too. It's where you have to jump in, meet someone in the air with double fierce, and then do the heel stomp three times in a row.
Yeah.
And then I was trying to do it where I was trying to hit the two fierces in the air, and then trying to stomp right away, like all before before you hit the ground. I'm like, wait a second, so the two fierces land, jump, and then do the three before they hit the ground.
Right. I spent 15 minutes on that one. Just like, why? She won't even do the toe tap after I hit, do the target combo.
Exactly.
What are you talking about? And then I was actually talking to Scott from the Goo, and he's like, oh yeah, if you do it while he's on the way down, it'll push him up in the air and you have time to hit the ground. And I was like, wait, you can hit the ground?
That's what happened to me. But that's like, I kind of wish they had a button there like Soul Calibur did and some of the other fighting games where you hit a button, it actually shows you the combo.
Oh,
and you're like, okay.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, because there's a lot of them, especially with some of the links, where you have to be a certain distance away. And that would always trip me too. You know, I'd always try and do it up close and then, you know, come to find out that the animation changes a little bit if you're a certain distance away. So that'll allow you to link into the next one. But so, yeah, it can be extremely frustrating.
Yeah, I think that's good though. I think it's good.
Yeah.
I think it's good when it's frustrating in training mode because then that keeps people engaged and they really know that there is this next level that they're not quite there yet because you have to go through all of them to get to the. I mean, you can't just like skip straight to level 7. You know.
Right. If everyone could do them, what fun would it be?
You got to get through.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I think that's a really good trick that they use to keep people engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
So yeah, the trials I think above anything else I'm absolutely in love with. But what's the other stuff? Survival, time attack.
That's just a pain that's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's just there just to because they're in every fighting game basically.
Yeah. Like, I haven't even tried
because everyone else does it.
I was much more.
I just didn't open up some of the colors, so
Yeah, they're to unlock colors and various other shit. So it sucks because I want the colors. I don't care about the personal actions or the titles or anything. Damn it.
Yeah, I would totally pay just to download the colors or to unlock the colors or whatever, however many Xbox points it takes or whatever, however it's done.
Yeah. Some of them are pretty fucking challenging. Like for a while I thought that they were like they'd randomly throw characters at you. No, they're set because I think I got to one level where it's like Gouken and then Akuma.
Oh jeez,
like fuck you. No,
and then Seth.
No, stop, it's cheap. Anyway, all right, let me get to another one. This one's from Good to Face. Hey, buddy.
What up, man?
The Buffer.
Hey, Indus. Great show. You guys are a pleasure to listen to every week. Thank you for all your work making it.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
No problem.
I've been really enjoying Street Fighter 4. I've been button mashing away on my PS3 and Soul Calibur 4 Hori stick.
Whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-combo.
First time we played with this dude online, it was just like... It's like you're playing
with
a stick,
Calibur,
aren't you?
Soul Calibur was funny.
He's like, what? You can tell?
Yes, we can tell.
I think they really did a great job of mixing the familiar and the new with this iteration. Street Fighter 3 kind of lost a lot of people, true that. I think it may have been partially due to the really strange-looking creatures and strange alien or monster special moves of characters such as 12 and Necro. I think it's still a great game, but it was a little too unfamiliar and possibly alienated Street Fighter fans. Street Fighter 4 seems to have fixed that issue and hopefully helps to revive the 2D, in quotes, fighting genre. So far, it's been a great experience, and it will be even better when they add a lobby system. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I also have two questions. Number one, since Jason has both versions of Street Fighter 4 and the 360 and PS3, can he talk about any differences you've noticed, graphics, gameplay, network, etc.? And number two, what do you guys think of this Street Fighter 4 costume DLC? Personally, I think it's pretty crappy. I mean, it kind of...
I think it's shit.
I mean, it seems that most of this content was completed before the game was released on consoles. In past generations, this would have all been unlockables for the game, giving you more reason to come back and play it instead of selling it. Now you have to pay for costumes? I really think that's lame. If the DLC was done after the game was finished, I could understand the cost, but this is kind of messed up in my opinion. With the direction that DLC is going, it's pretty sad to see that one day we may be playing a great game and get all the way to the climactic ending, only to find out that we need to enter 800 Microsoft points or 10 PSN bucks to see the actual ending.
Fuck that.
Oh, shit. Thanks, guys. Have a good rest of the show. Good to face.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Jason.
Yo.
Differences?
None, man. Fucking pixel for pixel. Like, I cannot tell the difference between the 360 and the PS3.
Nice.
You know, and I've got sticks on both. Yeah, I've got that dual stick that works on both systems, and I feel no differences. The only noticeable thing I've noticed is the online play. I think, and this is just my personal opinion, that I've had more lag on the 360 version.
Really?
And that one's actually wired for me. Like, my PS3 is actually wireless, and I don't have any lag issues, but
wow,
the 360 is the only one that I seem to have problems with, which is completely different than my experience with HD Remix. But
oh, okay. Well, I will say one thing: if you have the PS3 version, install that bitch.
Oh yeah.
Oh my
Everyone
god, the
that.
Load times yeah. are so much faster if you install it. I was blown away. I was like, all right, because the load times are really like about 15 seconds between fights.
Mm-hmm.
But compared to the 360, without even installing it, it's almost negligible. It's very similar. Like an installed PS3 versus a 360.
Yes, yeah. The load times similar. With the installed PS3 is about the same as the 360. Yeah,
yeah. So. That's one of my favorite things to yell at people when I'm playing online if they don't have a headset and I know they can hear me. After they're done kicking my ass, I usually yell like, "You fucking suck!" and install the damn game because it takes forever to load up.
Nice. So you
then I disconnect.
You guys fans of the DLC? Yes, no.
I like it. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
I do.
You already know my opinion. I think it's retarded just because I have a feeling it was already on the disc.
But yeah. You bought it anyway?
Yeah. I bought it anyway just because I'm
because you're a sucker?
Whatever. It's not even that. It's Street Fighter. I like the variety of having different costumes, different colors and stuff like that. But I wish that instead of unlocking the colors, per se, and the taunts, they should have had unlocking the costumes while fighting the game. And I wish you could do that while fighting online as well, because that was some of the fun part about Dead or Alive 4, was unlocking all the different costumes for all the different characters. And, I don't know, instead of just paying for them, yeah, you can just pay for them getting them all in one shot, which is kind of cool, but if they were supposed to do it one way or the other, rather you unlock that kind of thing rather than just colors that have been there for... You didn't have to unlock in any other Street Fighter game ever made.
Yeah, the colors thing bugs the piss out of me.
The only issue I have is with the DLC is that it's one outfit. You know, it's one outfit with, like... Yeah. 10 different colors for that outfit. It's like, it's still the same damn outfit.
Yeah. Sakura's is different, actually.
No. He means, like, there's only one new outfit for each character you're getting.
Right.
Like, you're not getting, like, two or three different costumes for that
right.
character.
Right,
and no, you're getting several colors
actually,
for that
Sakura
one.
Sakura does have two different ones. Like, her first 9 colors are all the same outfit, but her 10th color, actually, it's without the gi. She just got, like, her Japanese schoolgirl gym clothes
the
on.
Bandages and
yeah,
stuff?
Still got the bandages.
No, I didn't notice that.
Oh, okay.
That's the only one that I noticed it with it. But.
I actually kind of like it. I mean, you know, when we were, I mean, in the arcade, you know, we only have 2 colors. So having alternate costumes, I mean, that's awesome because, you know, the only arcade machines that have the alternate costumes are in Japan. So I'm just happy that it's an option now. Although it would be cool, wouldn't it be cool if you could just like gain the extra costumes or colors by winning online and beating other people? Like, you get like 500 wins and then you get an alternate costume, or you can buy it now for $4.99.
Yes. Or even cash in your battle points. I mean, like, like, here you go. 100 battle points gets you this. Yeah. Gives you something to fight for.
All right, so Ren, I got to ask, have you seen Balrog's new?
Oh yeah, with the flag on the head, of course. I've been waiting since I've seen it to be able to play it. I don't know.
So as general of the Balrog army, do you approve?
Of course, I love it, man. There we go. All right. I love it. I think all the alternate costumes are really cool. Except for Sagat's. His is not.
I haven't seen his. Which one's his?
He's wearing like pants or like.
Oh yeah.
He's wearing tights. Yeah.
He's got like 80s tight rolled jeans or something.
Yeah, I mean, somebody told me that that's what some famous TIE fighter wears, but I don't know anything about that, so.
In like Bloodsport or some shit like
that. Yeah.
Ong back or something. Yeah.
Hey, I have a question for you guys. Did any of you notice that this? You guys brought up Sagat, so this reminded me. Mm-hmm. Did you realize? Notice that what's his name? El Fuerte, I think it is, has the same voice as Adon from the Alpha series.
No,
it kind of sounds like it to me.
Okay. Yeah, it's grating. I know that. I like his Fuerte's Japanese voice a lot better. But
oh, okay.
All right. But he did touch on something that I'd like to talk about, because a lot of people, like me and Jason mentioned, I think earlier in the show, that we had people over to play Street Fighter the weekend it came out, or the weekend after it came out. And pretty much everyone who was at my place who either haven't played Street Fighter since 2 or barely ever play it said they love 4 and it's the most fun they've had in like years playing video games, like with a big group of guys just drinking beer and playing video games. They had an awesome time. People were asking like how much they can get like a PS3 or a 360 on the game for and all this stuff. And half of them, more than half actually, didn't even know there was a Street Fighter 3.
Yeah, I see where you're going.
They had no clue.
Well, so I'm one of those guys that never played 3. I went from I went from 2, I played the Alpha series, and went straight to 4.
And was that because of, like, I have two theories. One, like, I think the characters, people were used to the Street Fighter 2 characters, and they saw the Street Fighter 3 only had Ken and Ryu, and then they added Chun-Li later. I think they were just kind of turned off by that. And also, because, like, 3 came out pretty much right when 3D was, like, it was pretty new, so.
That's kind of, I think that's what I was going to say, is, like, when 3 came out, it was right when, like, Tekken and Virtua Fighter and Soul Calibur were really hitting their stride, you know, and then people were playing those more often, and it was the big new thing, and I mean, that's where I went. I was playing Tekken all that time.
Really? I thought it was just kind of a decline in the arcades. But I think 3D is, you know, something that drew the kids away with their pretty graphics and their panty shots.
Panty shots. I remember our local arcade did get 3 in, and it was around when, like, I think Tekken 2 was around that. No, was it 3, I guess it would have been. 3 or something. I can't remember which one it was. Yeah, it was Tekken 3 and like Virtual Fighter 3, and I can't remember whether there was another fighting game around the time. Well, but
let me ask Ryan what he thinks, because he actually is a pretty accomplished Third Strike player. You know, I mean, because I mean, he obviously spent a shitload of time with it. So, do you agree that people kind of moved away from Street Fighter 3 when it came out?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was around the time that, you know, PC games, I mean, I guess PC games, you know, like Quake and Counter-Strike were getting popular. The 3D fighting games were getting popular. And, you know, when the first Street Fighter 3 came out, New Generations, yeah, it was only Ryu and Ken. There was no Chun. All the characters seemed like watered down versions of the originals. And, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I think that really had a lot to do with it. I mean, you know, the hardcore players were like, oh, we need some new characters. And then the characters that we got, you know, nobody really liked for a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that was a factor. But, yeah, I mean, it was just, I think what it really was there were so many iterations of Street Fighter. You know, you had Champion, Turbo, Super, blah, 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 on and on. And then there was no real change up until the Alpha series. But the Alpha series, everybody was like, wait a minute, why didn't we get Street Fighter 3? You know, everybody was thrown off by the Alpha series. So, I mean, that was an issue, so that kind of killed the audience a little bit. And then Street Fighter 3 came out, and it was completely different. All the old characters were gone, and they were replaced with what seemed like watered-down versions. And I mean, I think that's really what killed it for, you know, 10, 12 years.
Oh, Remy's totally different than Guile.
Right, yeah, no, yeah. Totally He's totally characters. Different than Guile, but I mean, we know that now. But I mean, in 1999, we didn't know that.
Right, that's a song. That's
or
a
1997,
kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't know any better. But I mean, it lends to the strength of the game that it's still being played, you know, today, pretty competitively.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it is. It's solid. I mean,
well, Ryan, Street Fighter 4 or Street Fighter 3 Third Strike? You had to pick one or the other on Desert Island. Which one you take? Wow.
Well, you know, I would probably have to pick Street Fighter 4 just because, I mean, we've been playing Third Strike for so long. I mean, it's time for a change. I mean, in terms of actual gameplay, you know, they both have things that I really like and really hate about both of them. But yeah, I guess I would have to pick Street Fighter 4. I mean, Third Strike was really good to me, you know, and I had more fun. I mean, setting up, you know, a sweet, Urien Aegis Reflector combo. I mean, there's nothing like that in Street Fighter 4. I mean, I guess you kind of have Dalsim, but like that kind of sucks. but you know, like Street Fighter 4 is what I'm all about now.
Cool. I'm with you. All right. Let me get to one last email here. This one's from Blue Steel. Pretty accomplished Bison player. We call him Professor Bison because he likes his pink Bison outfit. Greetings, Indus. Street Fighter 4, best game ever? Not quite. Uh-oh. Before I delve into the game, here's my player data. Oh, he's going to throw numbers at us. So people have a reference. He's got 57 hours, 54 minutes played. And by the time that he wrote this, he actually was only like a week and a few days into it. So
wow.
That actually is a pretty big number, I think. 336 online matches with a 69.04 win rate. Wow. And 45% of the trophies in that game.
Where do I go to check my stats?
It should be just under the player stats. Data. Yeah, player data on like the main screen.
The main menu.
I should give you a good reference.
Anyway. Oh, player data. Oh, okay. All right.
With that out of the way, I'll get into the gripes I have with the game. The timing is the biggest issue I've had and continue to have with this game. Chain combos are pretty much gone in favor of link combos, which sometimes require strict timing to pull off. Even Bison's bread and butter combos are annoyingly hard to do consistently. The focus attack seems really cool, but I always forget that I have it. Super combos are pretty worthless for most characters. EX moves and focus attack cancels, usually being better investments of meter. At first, ultras seem overpowered. I was always getting caught with a limb out and would watch as 50% of my health disappeared. After learning to be more conservative with my pokes, though, the issue has pretty much disappeared. Some ultras are really good. Rose's fucking ShamWow. But not nearly as buff as I first thought. Arcade is pretty meh. Not that any arcade mode is great, but this one was a pain to play through. Mostly because I had to play through it with every character. The difficulty of the game is kind of wonky. Sometimes on easiest difficulty, the CPU is rushing my shit down. On the other hand, I ran through... I ran rough shot through hardest difficulty without losing a round. At least until I reached Seth, who tore me up.
Fuck Seth.
Fuck you, Seth. Challenge mode is my favorite part of the game so far. I've cleared everyone's normal trials and cleared about 6 characters' hard trials. Most of the hard trials are crazy hard, but the satisfaction of figuring it out makes it worth it. Online seems solid enough. I haven't had any issues connecting with other people on VG Evo. Disconnects are still an issue, but at least it's easier to connect. I don't enjoy playing online as much as with HD Remix for some reason. With HD, I'd play an hour or so of ranked matches every night, but with 4, it's not the same. Probably because I suck right now and don't really want to get destroyed online.
69% win ratio and you suck?
No, didn't you say 70-something?
69.04.
69? And you're saying you suck?
Right. As everyone has said, right. There are way too many Kens online. I've got no problem with people playing Ken, and if you want to pick him up, that's cool. But please, for the love of all that is Street Fighter, learn how to play him. Also, for anyone new to Street Fighter 4, stop jumping in all the damn time. If it didn't work the first time, it won't work the 15th or other times that you've done it. Those are my lengthy thoughts on Street Fighter 4. Overall, I like the game, but it is far from being the best Street Fighter for me right now. Maybe that'll change, and if it does, that's great. Sorry for the wall of text. Keep up the good work on the podcast. Third-rate fighter, Blue Steel. P.S. Jason, we need to get some Street Fighter 4 sessions in. P.S.S. Nerf Sagat. He's a fucking beast. Blue, you do not fucking want my Giefer. No, you don't.
All right. Wow. Do people actually, like, people realize when you opening up characters, you don't have to play through the arcade with the specific characters, right?
Hey, so what?
Because, well, he said that he playing the arcade was a pain, especially because he had to play through it with all the characters.
Well, to open Seth, you have to beat the game with all the characters.
But you don't have to play through the whole game, though. You can just get, use whoever character you want, get to Seth, let him kill you, continue as the as each individual character.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you don't have to actually play through the arcade game with every character.
But if you're playing it on super fucking the easiest, you know, who cares?
Oh, yeah, exactly. You may as well, like, to diversify. But I'm just saying, he was complaining how he had to play the whole thing with every character. I was just letting him know that you don't really. Just play to Seth, and then with whoever you want, then let him kill you, then pick the character you need to.
That's true. All right. Fair enough. Still, I hate having to go through that game because it is a fucking chore. It's a bother. And, you know, you want to go through it just on the super the fucking easiest mode. You know, one round.
Just to get it over
just
with.
Just to get it over with. But then you've got some of the characters that have, like, specific criteria, like Akuma and Gouken. Let's say that you fuck up at the end. You've just wasted 15 minutes of your time doing this bullshit fucking task. it's a pain in the ass.
I did the same thing. I was trying to open up Akuma. And I got to Seth, and I did what everyone said, put on super the fucking easiest, put it to 30 seconds, one round, whatever. So I got to Seth, put it to, had all the settings down, time ran out, he had like two slivers more than me with energy, and I lost.
And then you're throwing your controllers and shit, and then you're like, fuck this game.
I actually heard that there's a glitch with Seth on the PS3 version, where if you set, like, his difficulty doesn't match the rest of the other fighter's difficulty or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'll have to research that.
It goes back and forth with me. You know, I can perfect him, and then other rounds, he's just, like, knocking me out of everything.
Right. And someone mentioned it before, that there are some characters on even the easiest that seem to always get you. And for me, those are the grappler characters, because the computer always seems to be able to pull off the grapple moves without, you know, it doesn't have to, it's no effort. It's like...
You stay the fuck away from them.
Right. And I feel bad about that, because I'm like, I'm playing with, like,
I know what,
like,
I should be doing, but I can't help it.
I'm just cheaping his ass with fireballs. What the hell?
It's not cheap, Chris. It's okay. Throw your fireballs. Yes.
Well, at least it's not like the first two when Gao was doing flash kicks while walking forward.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
That was a little bit ridiculous.
What else did he bitch about here? Arcade's pretty meh. Yeah, we did that. Focus attacks.
Lynx versus... He said it was more focused on Lynx rather than
Chains. Yeah, that's true. I think...
Now, for people who might not know, what's the... Like, i.e. me. What's the difference between the two? Like, I picture a Link as, like, linking one special with another special with a normal.
Yeah, a chain is where you can actually cancel the animation, you know, of the previous attack. Okay. Like, Darkstalkers, or even in, like, the original, you know, Alpha, there it's a large focus on chains. You know, you can just dial through the, you know, the short, medium, fierce. Or, you know, hard kick to bust out, like, a three-hit combo. Whereas with a Link... You actually can't do the next animation until the first animation is done. And, you know, then we're getting into, like, frame data and shit. But, yeah, some attacks will actually come out in time, you know, while the other character is still in, like, you know, hit stun. So you'll be able to do it, like, a combo type thing. Does that sound right, Ryan?
Yeah, that I couldn't have explained it better myself. I mean, you can also think of... Yeah, I mean, with links, you have to wait until the animation is done. But, yeah, with chains, you're actually canceling. So an easier way to make links easier to hit is to double tap your buttons. This is easier if you're using a joystick, obviously. And this is one of the major advantages of using a stick as opposed to using a pad. But, you can double tap your buttons. So, the way that you do it is you kind of, like, I do it where I'm kind of, like, scraping the buttons. So I'll lead with my middle finger, and then I'll follow quickly with my index finger. So it's kind of like, if you were drumming your fingers like you were bored in class. Like, you're doing it really quick like that, except only with your middle and your index fingers.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we can hear that too. Cool.
Oh, sorry.
That's actually right. A good demonstration.
It adds to it. Hey, people are like, I don't get it. Now I get it. Yeah, I can hear.
Let me hold up. Perfect. I'm gonna hold up this stick up to the
radio
mic.
Radio right there, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Here. All right. Here it is.
So, what's an example of a? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this would be a single press, and this is a double tap.
Okay.
There we go. Now, if you kids can't replicate that, go home. Okay.
Okay, so then I can figure it. I'm go play pretty decent at doing, I guess, the chains. But what's an example of like a link combo per se? Like a simple one would say Ken or Vega, if you happen to know.
not too many. Ken, ones, you know, Ken. I guess. Well, it's easier with Ryu.
Yeah, try like two low strong.
Yeah, Ryu can do low strong, low forward, or yeah. low strong, low forward, low roundhouse, and those would be links.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Are there any chains in here at all? I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, technically, the pretty much everybody's jabs and shorts are chainable into each other to other jabs and shorts, but that's okay. pretty much it.
Gotcha. All right. All right. What else has Blue got here? I think that's about it. Yeah, he likes challenge mode, arcade, meh, online. Yeah, we did all of that. Cool. Oh, and he wants to get his ass kicked by me. Gotcha.
Right. I was going to say, if he's complaining about his 69% average, if he's playing Jason, that's going to drop significantly.
Too much credit. No, come on. I haven't played much online yet, though. So I actually spent like the entire weekend playing with like Scott and stuff and Mark, and that was a good fucking time. So
how's Mark?
Nice.
Mark's all right. He was drunk. He was really messed up when we played.
What else is new?
Yeah, exactly. So that was fun. He likes his Rufus.
Do you guys want me to teach you how to beat all your friends?
Fuck yeah.
Pull
the cord. We I mean it's not a joke. I'm saying like really, like I really like to show people how to beat their friends that they play casually with. That's like that's like really fun for me.
Well, I really want to kick Jason's ass. Yes. So
send us an email with your PSN name so we can get some tips going.
Yeah, seriously. Sure.
Fuck you, Ryan.
Your geefer's going down, shit. Jason.
All right. All right, so I think that's all. Holy Christ, we're running a little long here. All right, okay, so holy shit. Yeah, we cannot. I don't think we can get through the rest of the questions that you guys sent in, which really, really sucks. I even had to cut some of the Question of the Week stuff out because we are really running long here.
Late, yeah.
Ryan, how do you feel about doing like a second part?
Yeah, I would love to do it.
Yeah?
Yes,
so
sir.
You'd like come back and like answer the rest of this.
I will come back anytime you guys want, and we can do the rest of these. Yeah, for sure.
Cool. All right,
you can tell us how Street Fighter the movie was too.
Yeah, I will definitely tell you how the movie is.
Okay, cool. All right, so yeah, let's do that. Let's kind of break here, and then for the next show, I think we'll actually release a special or something like that.
Sounds good. We'll have another special episode.
We'll have this in the regular episode, obviously. And then we'll also include this with the second part in like a special bonus episode that's just like all Gutex all the time.
Nice.
Maximum Gutex.
I like it.
All right, cool. All right, so let's do that. Ryan, thank you so much. Awfully cool having you here.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, guys. I had a lot of fun.
Awesome. And we'll talk to you, let's say Monday.
Okay, yeah, Monday sounds good.
We'll work out the details.
Yeah,
whatever.
Absolutely.
All right, cool.
Thanks, man. Have a good night.
Thanks, guys. You too. Bye.
Well, cool. Thank you again, Ryan, for being on the show with us. We really appreciate it.
That was awesome.
Yes. Yeah, it was. And can't wait to talk to you again on Monday, man.
Yeah, part two.
Yeah,
bigger, guys, better, and more badass.
So, definitely you guys should be looking for another episode sometime this week. Hopefully we will have it out, you know, Wednesday or Thursday, but we'll see, you know, we'll keep you informed on when that's going to happen. But, for the time being, we're going to put a pause on our Street Fighter conversation and we will pick it up then.
That's just too much.
Yeah.
This gives you guys some more time to get some more emails in too. Some more questions for Gutex.
Yeah. For the record, we got more emails for this episode than any other episode we've had in the past. So, thank you guys very much. Just awesome content, awesome questions. And if we didn't read your email on this podcast, we probably will the next time he's on Monday.
So, yeah.
Don't worry about it. We always try to get all of your emails in. And these past 2 weeks have been the first time where it's been really hard to. So, keep it up. You guys are awesome.
We're no longer in this anymore. We're now going to be the Street Fighter Alpha podcast.
God damn, that's a good idea.
All right, cool. Let's let's get some new releases in, shall we?
Yes. Let's do it.
All right, for the Wii.
What's new?
What is new? For the Wii, Sonic and the Black Knight.
Yes!
What? I really hope this does well. I'm so sick of seeing shitty Sonic games.
There's another Sonic game coming out?
Yes.
I've never even heard of this.
You haven't?
Are you serious? No.
Yeah, it's Sonic with a sword. It's great.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's going to be next Soul Calibur?
I hope not. All right. Major League Baseball 2K9.
Mm-hmm.
Wii Ski and Snowboard. And okay. Grey's Anatomy. Really?
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy?
Sweet.
Sure. What the hell?
Isn't What's Her Face on there with the nice jubblies?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
All right, for DS next week, we have MLB 2K9 Fantasy All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then we also have Littlest Pet
have
Shop
Fantasies
Spring.
Do you have Fantasies of Battlestars or something?
This is a Notario show.
No, I was looking at the I was looking at the fact that that's probably the best title on DS next week.
Uh-huh.
Littlest Pest Shop Spring.
Pest Shop?
Pest. Yes, might as well be Pest because they look like little pests. SpongeBob versus the big one, Beach Party Kickoff.
So many ways I can go there, but
you might as well.
Nah, timing would be off. Kind of like my Street Fighter game.
And for also for DS is Grey's Anatomy. For 360.
Is it like a trauma center ripoff or something?
I don't know.
It's got to be.
I would think it's something like that.
Why don't they have like a Nip Tuck DS game?
That would be cool.
That would have to be rated M for mature.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, it might actually be a game on a Nintendo system that we want to play. All right.
Physics these days?
No,
it's not.
Rumble controllers? Nice. Just saying.
Let's see. Major League Baseball 2K9 for 360. We are also getting Halo Wars next week.
Oh, yeah.
And
we're pretty much done with that, Jeff, for a while. Because it was awesome.
It is a great game, and I was all over it. But honestly, like, Street Fighter 4 and Killzone 2, I'm just
done.
They get all my
spent
attention. Yeah.
SBK Superbike World Championship. There's also a limited edition of Halo Wars and Tom Clancy's Hawks.
Oh, yeah. Good? I forgot I downloaded that demo. I never talked about that, actually.
Yeah, I saw you playing it once.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
It's decent. It's not great. It's okay. They have this weird angle view thing when you're going into, like, dogfighting. It's optional, but they kind of really push it on you. Like, go to this free mode, and it's kind of like a third, not even a third person. I don't even know what to call it. It's like, almost isometric, but 3D view when you're dogfighting, and it's just really kind of weird. It looks cool, but it's, I don't know, kind of takes you out of the hole. Oh, my God, I'm flying a fighter jet feel, but whatever. Yeah, gotcha. It was all right. Yeah, all not
right. For me. Cool. PS3. MLB 09 The Show.
Yeah. Cool. That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. PS Nation, if you guys haven't heard already, they had an interview with the guy that
they did,
with one of the people from the show. Haven't listened to that one yet, but I'm trying to get around to it.
Togo, if you're listening, I bad talk baseball all the time, and I downloaded that demo and I actually really like it. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
What's cool. PS Nation?
SBK Superbike World Championship, Tom Clancy's Hawks, and Major League Baseball 2K9.
Mm-hmm.
And that is it for the PS3. For the PS2, SpongeBob Happy Squared Pack. I guess someone really wanted a SpongeBob collection of some sort for the PS2.
No kidding.
Major League Baseball 2K9, Tomb Raider Underworld. I didn't realize that it hadn't come out for PS2 yet, but okay. MLB 09 The Show, and probably the pick for PS2 next week is King of Fighters 98 Ultimate Match.
Neat.
Cool. I thought that already came out.
It might have been on the list in a previous week and just got delayed.
Is that the King of Fighters like collection, or is it just 98?
No. This is just 98, I think.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. All right, cool. So for the PSP, SBK Superbike World Championship.
Yeah.
MLB 09 The Show. And Phantasy Star Portable.
Yeah!
Big surprise.
Yeah. And that is your
pick
release
of the
list. Pick of the week.
Phantasy Star Portable.
Halo Wars.
I second
Wars.
That motion.
Halo. I still have to go with Halo Wars, even though I'm probably not going to buy it, but it's a good game. Check it out.
Buy Phantasy Star, people. It's what you need.
I buy that too, but, you know.
It gets rid of all the stuff that everyone hated about PSU, man, so yeah. it's actually
you
worth
know what?
It.
If you have Street Fighter for PS3, buy it for 360 and vice versa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's new releases. Jason.
Yeah.
Your show again, man.
Cool.
You have the most airtime this time around.
Whew.
You tired
like
of
the fucking Michael Jordan of Indus.
Yeah. He's almost that tall.
That's true.
All right, so we got a couple emails here. We got a voicemail, too. So
oh, cool. Very
let's
cool.
Let's move on right down the line.
Moving
first
on.
Email is from Pope, I think. Yeah, because
this
message was sent by Sender's iPhone. Hey, Indus, after many sleepless nights, war with hunger, and a huge backlog of podcasts, I finally platinumed Fallout 3.
Nice.
Congratulations. That is really cool. So I went to listen to the Fallout 3 special. Great job, guys.
Thank you.
And it made me wonder, where could the next Fallout could possibly be set in? I'm doing this word for word. Did he listen to the whole show?
Yeah, because we talked about that.
So here's my question. If you can pick a city anywhere on Earth, we already did this, to base a new Fallout upon, which city would that be and why? I'm talking this gen and same type of gameplay / engine. Well, thanks, bye.
Okay. Well, we actually did talk about this on the Fallout special, but we'll do it again real quick. I said that I was also disagreed with by everyone else, but I wanted to see something else that had as much rich history. So I actually said Rome because I thought it would be cool to get something international. Mm-hmm. And, there's a lot of historic, you know, spots in Rome. And I thought that would be really cool.
Right. I said, Superior, Wisconsin. Cause, you know, it's a perfect setting for,
isn't
for
there
games
like
such
that?
As that. Yeah. Cause it looks just like that during the winter.
And, oh, no, yeah. It's Detroit. Sorry.
Same deal. How about St. Louis? Cause I've always wanted to shoot a missile, like at the very center, like the keystone of the arch there and just watch it crumble.
In reality, it will probably end up being in some place like New York.
Yeah. Probably. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. I could see
some place rich in history.
Whatever.
Rich in American history because, you know, according to Americans, no other history matters.
Right.
It's true.
Do you guys have history up there?
Yeah, no. Canada was just founded actually this morning. So,
yeah. That's interesting. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Awesome. We do. Actually, we all probably learn more American history than fucking Canadian
That's
history.
So
but whatever.
Sad. I'm sorry.
That is pretty sad.
Yeah. Well, no, we don't. We do have Canadian history, but it's boring as hell.
I was going to say, ours is probably pretty interesting with all the fucktards we've had through history.
The only I remember during, like, in high school, the only lecture I actually was, like, half interested in was the War of 1812 when we burnt down the White House.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah!
Fucking Canadians.
I'll never forgive.
That's right. All right,
let me play a voicemail here.
I guess I don't get to pick where I want it to be set in.
I do agree. They are actually.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't part of the show and you didn't beat the game. You didn't even play it on super fucking Jason mode. Go ahead.
It's all right.
Wherever the hell you want it to be, Jeff, it's all you.
I really can't think of anything, so
okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
Voicemail. The moon.
No.
The moon.
No,
the moon
if
blows
you
up at the end of the game.
Special, you would have known that the moon blows up. All right.
I do agree. They are assholes. Anyway,
in regard to our,
I totally missed
David,
that
message.
I think you know who I am.
Hi, David.
It's gone. Question of the week: Street Fighter 4. Yes, it's awesome. Blah blah blah. Made me buy it. Blah blah blah. Bought a stick. Blah blah blah. I'm gonna do an entire episode on it. I assume everyone knows that Street Fighter 4 is awesome.
Yes.
What I'm calling to do is bitch about the upcoming new
you
old release of Pikmin on the Wii coming out March 9th. So last year at E3 or whatever the hell they call it now, they said that Pikmin's E3. Coming out, making people think there's a new Pikmin game. Apparently, the new Pikmin game coming out is the old GameCube game with waggle feature. So
Nintendo wouldn't
I'm trying
that.
To get across that the Wii needs to die in a burning hellfire pit. That is usually reserved for rapists and single mothers.
And single mothers.
All right. Jeff, we need to give you a little bit of background about David, okay? He right. absolutely
I was gonna say, he must
fucking
be one of your
hates
friends
the Wii. I mean, we jones on it a lot and we diss on it a lot, but I mean,
yeah.
it's nowhere compared to how much hatred David has for this machine.
Right.
I mean, he actually, he was like, you know what? I'm never going to play this thing, so I'm just going to try and hack it. And then he messed up his system.
I think he may have done it on purpose.
I know. but yes, the Pikmin is coming out, and it's not just Pikmin. I think Mario Tennis and one other one. There's three of those games coming out next week. And I can actually look it up real quick. So,
but what he's really upset about, what he's losing sleep over, apparently,
is what
is that the Pikmin? It's just the GameCube version with Waggle control,
right?
A lot of people I know want a new Pikmin game, and
I loved Pikmin. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, it was a great game.
Yeah,
sad, really.
Yeah, Mario Tennis is the other one that's coming out next week. I think there's a third one, but it's not next week. But yeah, it's like Nintendo just released like this list of 120 games that's coming out in the near future. And for the Wii, Nintendo had like five games on them. One of them was Punch Out. Three of them were these GameCube classics with Waggle control. And then there was another one called Excite Robot or something. I forgot what it was called. I don't know. But it was just weird.
It's like the new Super. Like, and, you remember all the Super Nintendo titles that had Super in the front?
Yeah.
Yes.
Excite everything. Yeah.
And I think Kotaku called him out and said, notice how Wii Sports Resort was nowhere on that list.
That's
big thing at E3 last year for them, and it wasn't even on their soon-to-release list.
So. Yeah, huge deal during the keynote. I was so looking forward to throwing frisbees and shit.
Yeah, me too. No, not really.
Mm-hmm. I was.
did you see the Guilty Gear game? It's like it's a remake of a PSP game.
Oh yeah, they're doing a PSP port to Wii. It's what, like, you know, Nintendo, I'm glad that you're making all this fucking money. Now why don't you use it to make a good game?
It may have been a place. I think it was a PSP. Anyway.
Right, why bother putting money in development and new IPs when it can rehash stuff that everyone's gonna buy? Because everyone has a Wii.
Because
truer
people are stupid.
Words have never been spoken, Jeff. You are so wise. Last email from Nico, Project2501. Project here yet again. Because you're probably reading this after that lengthy Street Fighter 4 email, I'll keep this one brief. I know how Chris and Jason knew each other before starting the podcast. My question is, how did Jeff get brought into the mix? Did you know I'm outside of VG Evo? Did he win some contest for the third chair? Perhaps he wanted up-to-date moose traffic every hour. Maybe this was explained in a much earlier episode, but I was just curious how you three originally formed, like Voltron to make Indus.
Nice!
What the hell was
actually
a
mail order host website.
We got him real cheap.
They signed up real too. Cheap. And yeah.
We picked him off. Yeah, I picked him off. Picked him out off a website, you know? Yeah.
Actually, they suggested, Jeff, they said, this is the best we have. And after we did a test episode, we called them back and said, really?
And they're like, well, you know, he's cheap, so. Okay.
Well, you get a discount because he's Canadian, you know?
Exactly.
No, actually, Jeff and I.
Podcasthost.ru.
Jeff and I
my
know
services
each other
will
from...
soon be up for sale again, just to let you guys know.
Jeff and I know each other from another website that we both frequent called Gamers Liberation Front. That's gamersliberationfront.com. It's another forum similar to VG Evo in only
what?
The fact that we talk about
only
video
the
games.
Fact that, yeah.
Only the fact that we talk about video games. There's fewer people and there's much more flaming.
I don't think there's more flaming. I think there's just more heated discussion.
Heated discussion. All right.
It's joking around flaming. It's calmed down
and,
a lot.
And there's definitely more flaming, too. Like, more name-calling, but mostly
but it's fun name-calling.
Mostly from one or two people.
Yeah, true.
But, yeah, that's how we
know
Jeff.
It goes back, for one-up before that, I guess, on a one-up
forum.
Yeah. The one day Chris was like, hey, dude, thinking about doing a podcast and want to know if you want to be on it. And I was like, all right, cool. Let's do it.
Yeah,
and
the reason that I chose Jeff was mainly because him and I tend to disagree quite often, but we always had a good conversation about it. It was never there was never any shit flinging or any of that crap. So
that's kind of why
I approached him about it first.
Just kind of fell into it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, Chris and I have known each other for years and whatnot, but
And I've said it many times. We totally did luck out with Jeff. I know I give him a lot of shit, but
yeah, we pick on him a lot. But I love him. He's a great addition to the chemistry that we have on this show, and yeah. A lot of people have commented in emails and on iTunes reviews and stuff like that that the three of us have a really good chemistry, and you know we really did get lucky to have. To find Jeff and actually have the chemistry that's similar to what Jason and I have already. So.
Well, they don't say that we were lucky to find Jeff, but, you know, whatever.
Right. That's correct. They say we have good chemistry, and that's kind of where I was going with that.
Exactly. And I take back what I said before. My services are no longer for sale.
Oh, okay. Just because that
was a good comment. And it got me. You know.
Did we cover our asses okay, Jeff? Is that enough?
That was good. That was good. And, it does sound weird. I know it was... I've had a few drinks or whatnot, but these guys, we've only technically been talking to them, like, whatever, for just over a year, it feels like I've known them for a lot longer than that, so.
Yeah, no shit.
We actually, we don't talk about this very much, but we actually discussed testing out a fourth chair early in the life of the show, and that was also a member of GLF that we were thinking about bringing on. We've never actually named his name, but he has sent us email before. That is true. He has sent us email before. That's all I'm going to say.
Mystery.
Cool.
Now you guys have to go
now
back.
Now that person's going
to
be like, thank God they didn't choose me because that's a big mess.
All right. What else we got?
That's it.
That's
man.
It.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, let's move on to question of the week. Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
What do you want to talk about next week?
Ooh, what do we want to talk about next week? You know what? You don't want to do Street Fighter again, right? We've probably done that to death by that point.
Well, we're going to have three episodes about Street Fighter.
We're going to have that on the SFA cast.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we're already done. We're going to do the best fighting game ever made. So why don't we talk about potentially the best console first-person shooter ever made? Why don't we do a Killzone 2 episode? Why don't we just throw that out there?
That sounds like a great idea.
I think all right,
let's do it.
Idea.
I think we should do that.
Let's do it.
So, question of the week. What do you think of Killzone 2?
Oh, my God.
did it live up to the hype? Did it not live up to the hype? What do you think?
I'm very interested to hear what people have to say about multiplayer. This is actually a first-person shooter that I think I'm going to actually try and play multiplayer on. So, Torgo, add me to the damn clan.
Don't you have to be good to be in the clan?
No.
Do they do tryouts or what?
I could be the fodder. I'll be like the a handicap setting. I'll be the guy that brings
the
down the rating.
They throw you like a grenade and
and it blows up my face. all right, you can send your answer to the question of the week to email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. You can do that by dialing 818-528-GAME. That's 818-528-4263. You can also leave us a message on Skype. That's Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
You can also... what was that?
Trying out something new.
Threw him a curveball. I said, what to do with it?
I did the guns and the...
Yeah, that was... Okay. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
You can also get us on Google Talk. That's interactivedistractions@gmail.com. And don't forget about Warhawk Wednesdays, which is still ours. Fuck you, 360 Nation. And
wait, we gave it to them.
Did we give it to them? Well, we want it back, fuckers.
No, okay. I don't know if you guys have listened to the 4-hour long PS Nation live show that already happened.
Yeah.
Philip J. Fry.
The entire thing.
Yeah, I didn't either. Well, actually, I did, but it was after the fact. But okay. Philip J. Fry came on and actually started. He called us out and said that we were little girls and didn't want to play with him because we didn't play because we sucked at it.
So when Big Papa Torgo is around, then he gets mouthy. Yeah. I see how it is.
I just don't want to play Warhawk anymore. There's too many other damn good games out.
Yeah.
So when Wednesday night comes along, after I finish bowling and I'm done, you know, and Crystal and I are hanging out, and after that's finished, then I want to play something else.
And like hint Street to Fighter. Philip J. Fry and Random, you guys are hosts of 360 Nation. How do you think that looks hosting Warhawk Wednesday? Just throwing that out there. Just throwing it out there.
We're not bitter. We're just kidding. What else do I need to say? If you enjoyed the show,
360 Thursdays.
You did, Tell a few friends about us.
Halo. Yeah, they're gonna move the date.
No, they already started a.
They're
a
doing
360
a 360
Thursday.
Thursday. They're doing Halo 3. They're going to do. They want to do Doom.
Okay. Yeah,
they're Doom. They, that's
Doom.
Yeah, serious.
Doom. Castle Crashers. They said they want to do Castle Crashers.
You guys are really trying to pump your system, aren't you? With that Doom shit. All right.
They wanted a game that wouldn't lag. Sorry, that was a Torgo comment.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, this show's going downhill real fast. Yeah. All right, cool. So we hope you enjoyed this downhill going show.
Yeah, I did.
And if you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes, then please leave us a review. We'd appreciate it. We are also on Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter.
I'm updating Twitter.
Yay.
I think I forgot the last episode, but...
But you'll do that.
I've been putting in later. Like, you know, tonight's the last night for email. Send it in.
Cool. All right, well... Good job, Jason. Yeah, that's it. Anything else you guys want to add before we wrap up?
No, I want to go play some Killzone.
I want to go play some Street Fighter.
I want to go. Ooh, I want to
do that too.
I got a pack tonight. I've got a big weekend ahead of me.
Oh yeah, you
that's
do.
That's right.
You probably
do
say
too.
It now because it's not going to come out till
that's
Monday.
That's right. Yeah.
But yeah, you guys should check out the.
you should check it out. Well, you probably
no, it won't be live then. But
oh, that's
what
true.
Episode
yeah.
number. I'm gonna go to Milwaukee and hang out with Scott and Adam and. The other live show.
Oh, shit, actually, the live show would have already happened, but it might not have been released yet because they usually release on Sundays, but they record on Wednesdays.
That's fine.
Whatever.
Well, it's live on Friday or whatever.
Yeah, so. Live tomorrow.
So people will know about it.
And they will.
Whatever.
So it's going to be, the Goose Show, kind of like a David Letterman type thing.
I think it's 26th, episode 26.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. All right.
It's their one-year episode. Let's put it that way.
I'm excited nonetheless.
That's right.
It'll be fun.
And they're going to talk more about Street Fighter 4. All right, cool. Well, thank you guys for listening. Mm-hmm. And until later this week when we release our special episode for Street Fighter 4.
Damn right.
My name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Play Street Fighter 4, and we'll talk to you next week.
Word. You can try out Killzone 2 if you like.
Yes.
That's right. Play Killzone 2.
Damn Skippy.
And answer the question of the week.
I still can't think of that 360 game.
Fuck. Send more questions to Gutex.
Yes.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
Signed Rose.
Oh, my goodness. All right, done.
Stop.